starts. The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Box. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Newark, New Jersey on our line for Republicans.
Hi, my question is, at what point did you hear, did the like, the power brokers that be in charge of the networks turn the power over to boards of directors? With the exception of, say, Michael Eisner today, you never really hear the name of the person in charge of the network, with few exceptions. Like, for example, you have a Michael Eisner in charge of Disney, and you have Michael Maris Taint in charge of the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I think the times were different. This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true.
They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to
sounds like somebody's got a case of the munchies.
Contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double ash.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know could fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
On their genitals, and they pick at them on Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, you should know. I don't know what that means. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this
Monday,
October 14th. It is phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Right. Yeah. Okay, close enough.
Yeah. Well, nice.
That's close enough.
Well,
That's close enough. No need to shut the door and walk out today.
No. In my pants.
Sorry. I got my TiVo.
Somebody's been watching Letterman.
He got my TiVo.
Saw it.
I love my TiVo.
Saw it. Heard it.
Yep.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call and tell you guys how much I love listening to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
We love you right now.
Talk for a moment more while I adjust my headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, and I can take any abuse you want to give me.
Why would you want abuse, darling?
No, because I listen to Howard Stern, and I just wanted to call in. I'm from Philadelphia, and I just...
I don't care who you listen to.
I love you.
Very test, nice. Test, 1, 2.
I don't want to abuse you. I want to love you.
1, 2.
Okay, well, go ahead. Any questions? I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Left channel, okay.
Julia Roberts, honestly.
Right channel.
I'm 5'10", and I get told that, like, at least once a week.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
How old are you? Got to adjust 20, again.
I'm 28. I'm an attorney in Philadelphia and New Jersey. Single, no kids, okay. Not married.
You're 20 who?
All right, my
28.
My headphones are set.
Good.
Okay.
Welcome. Hey, Don. I've been working it while you were adjusting.
28-year-old lawyer.
Goodbye, bitch.
Well, no.
See you later. Oh.
Well, that's it. Like so many of my relationships.
Like Julia Roberts.
He destroyed it with one sentence.
However.
Goodbye, bitch.
Could have been the next Mrs. Mike O'Mara.
No buttons to worry about today.
No, and you're looking stunning.
Wearing the sweatshirt look today.
Your sweatshirt and your turtleneck.
I knew I would not have a button problem today on the show.
Good.
To derive from you, the home listener, enjoying the program. Hi, Donna Mike.
Roslyn. Hey, Roslyn.
What? Hello.
What? Are you guys dumb or something?
What are you doing? We just picked up the phone. We heard Rosalind. What are you talking about?
And out of my fiance on the air.
Well, you know what? You're dumb because you didn't wait until we picked up the phone.
You're dumb.
You're dumb. You guys suck.
You suck.
Well, you're calling us.
You suck. You're the one that wanted to say hi to your fiance.
I think you're forgetting who's really dumb in this picture, and that's Rosalind because she said yes to this tool.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Ahoy from San Francisco, Phyllis.
Ahoy, maybe.
Ahoy.
We're out here fishing on the boat, but last week, you guys were trying to think of a name of a television series where the TV reporter would go out and solve the crimes, and I've been trying to call in ever since. It was The Night Stalker with Darren McGavin. Remember him?
Weren't really talking about that? I don't remember that.
Yes, you did.
I guess we were.
Okay,
we
talked about it.
Yes. You didn't talk about
The
Night
Stalker.
That was
the only true reporter that actually went out and solved all kinds of murder mysteries and stuff.
I don't remember that either, Mike.
Darren McGavin, you know, so many wonderful character roles over the years. Mm-hmm. Christmas Story, where he plays the father, and then he's the evil gambler in The Natural.
I
mean,
that's
he is just one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The Night Stalker.
Thank you, my friend.
I say you got $3.
Thank you.
And I say bravo to you, sir.
Bravo to you.
Thank you.
The Night Stalker, or the Beltway Sniper, whatever they're calling this douchebag, he, as of this moment, has done nothing.
Not today.
And I have a theory that he is taking Monday off because today is a holiday.
Federal holiday.
The roads are not crowded.
You know, the biggest theory around this guy would center around the fact that he does take weekends off. Mm-hmm. And I just thought of that now that you mentioned that maybe with the 3-day weekend.
And look at how easy the drive in to work today was.
You're right.
And nobody's on the highways. A very good chance if the guy was to pop anybody today, the cops put the dragnet up. Boom, they get him. There's no rush hour today.
Right. Yeah.
So I believe we can live without fear, at least for today.
I think you're right.
Although I got to tell you, I saw this happen 2 times over the weekend at 2 separate gas stations. Oh, Lisa, open the blinds up. Can you open them, please? Did you ask that they be closed?
No, I did not.
Would you open them, please? Please, Lisa? Lily?
Waiting for the delay, I think.
Yeah, this is your button today. This is becoming
your broken button.
Broyhill asked her to close them.
Ah.
Why?
Don't know. Not privy.
Maybe the women are coming in here first.
No, I don't think so, Buzz.
No?
Hello.
Hi, why are we closing the blinds?
Stands with a Fist asked me to. Alan.
Ah, the leader.
Yes.
All right, I'll call him.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hmm.
Well, Chris, I like looking outside during the
it's
show.
It's a pretty day.
Yes, yeah, beautiful. What did he call Alan? Stands with a fist.
Stands with a fist.
That would, of course, be the wife of Dances with Wolves.
Al 9-1.
Hey, Al, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Why do we have to close the blinds?
Oh, I was just protecting your interests.
What do you mean?
You mean if somebody wants to come by and take a shot?
You know, I'd rather not talk about it, but I just thought it'd be better for...
Open the blinds. Open the blinds.
That's fine. If you guys are happy with that, I don't care. I just was...
I'll live with that. Mike's not in the direct line of fire anyway.
No, otherwise I'd want him
closed. Actually, yeah, I wasn't thinking of Mike when I said close the blinds. Well, tell you the truth.
I appreciate it, Alan, but no need. Wave your magic line wand, and there you go.
And they're opening.
Open them up. The drapes are open.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you, Al.
You got it.
Bye-bye. There he is. Big Al, your radio pal, general manager, always thinking.
Yeah,
always
looking
thinking.
Out for you. Always noodling it through.
I'm one of his prize fillies. What if the sniper came by today and decided to make a name right here?
Yeah, but I mean, of course, your complete disregard for your own life. But I have observed over the years, you know, of volunteering for mercenary work, hurling yourself out of airplanes.
Anyway.
Stop the string of robberies.
Yeah, and I thought, or is this something, another one of the legends of this radio station, I thought that glass is bulletproof. Did you ask?
No way.
Did you ask?
No. Let's say that it is.
Because I've always heard that it was.
Dan Ryson, before he passed away, told me that the glass between the hallway and the studio was indeed bulletproof. I don't think our window glass is, but that window close.
So the window going out by the street is bulletproof.
I don't believe it.
Really?
And I think there's only one way to prove it. Wendell!
Good luck. Listen, two times over the weekend, we're out, we're doing stuff,
right.
And we go to get gas twice, and I swear to you, two separate times, two separate gas stations, miles apart from each other,
right.
I saw two guys wearing bulletproof vests while they were pumping their gas.
Wow.
I
mean, that's people right. that got out of their cars?
Yeah. And one of the guys...
That is the weirdest thing I have ever heard of.
One of the guys I actually started the conversation with.
Mm-hmm.
So they were pumping the gas, and I see the guy's got a bulletproof vest on. So I say, hey, what's that you got? He says, bulletproof vest. Where'd you get it? Got it at a supply place downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
wow.
Are you in the military? Are you a policeman? Are you a fireman? He says, nope. Just don't want to be shot while I'm pumping gas.
1 year ago today, those same people bought gas masks for anthrax.
Man, oh man. And all I know is that was on Saturday, that on Sunday I saw a second guy, with a bulletproof jacket.
Like right around your area?
Wow. No, the second one, not around my area. Second one was way out
still.
There.
That is phenomenal. The only thing I noticed is that Friday, my regular gas station, which normally on a Friday between 7 and 8, you're three deep there because it's right off the interstate, empty. The most surreal experience I have ever seen. It was completely and totally empty.
Yeah, that is one great thing. I will say if there is one upside to having a crazy sniper on the loose, it's the fact that you don't have to wait in line at all to get gasoline anymore.
No.
And furthermore, even going to the grocery store or going to the drugstore, they rush you in and rush you out.
Yep.
And people, once they get their bags of their foodstuffs, they run to the cars. There's no more of that waiting around, dicking around for Johnny, the Safeway boy, to put the stuff in your car.
And, you know, now we've got the Guardian Angels who are at service stations around Washington.
Well, I know. That makes me feel so much better, Mike.
Well, what they're doing is they're pumping gas.
I know. I'm just kidding.
You know, and it was it just, you know, it's so insane. It is so crazy. And, you know, I felt for the person that pulled up where the Guardian Angel was pumping gas. Because, you know, somehow...
Now,
if you're like me.
Now, why didn't you say something to me when you saw that?
When I saw you pulling into the
station. When you saw me pull up.
You know, when I got gas the other day, I found myself deliberately standing outside of the car and standing outside as I was pumping gas with kind of the attitude of, you know, just like, do it to show this guy that it doesn't matter. You
you're
know,
fine,
I mean, just... I don't know, and you know, I saw people in the gas station that got right back into their cars. Everybody was doing the same thing, though. They would turn the gas on, and then they would put the nozzle in the tank, and then scurry back into their cars. And I was just I stood outside of my car. Well, I stood outside because I had the inside pump, but I it was just truly amazing the way
never seen
this is effective
now. Guys with bulletproof vests.
Right.
That to me
just
is regular guys
whacked. I would be
with bulletproof vests, and if you want to profile these guys, one guy was a brother and one guy was a Caucasian.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they apparently the race knows no limits when it comes to getting your own private bulletproof vest.
Your theory about taking Monday off is weird.
It's true.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, there's nobody on the roads. If the sniper was to pop somebody today, he pops somebody normally by a major freeway.
Then he'd be easier to spot.
Plus, he may have the day off. I mean, he doesn't work Saturdays or Sundays, apparently.
You know, a lot of talk about that here in Washington over the weekend, that the fact is this guy takes weekends off. There's some reason for that. There's either, he's got a family or something like, I mean, who knows what the deal is.
Or maybe 7 days is just too much of a hassle.
Well, after popping people all week, you want to be home with the kids.
Jesus. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks. Who's this?
This is Jennifer from New Orleans.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I was just calling to thank y'all for making my mom a much better person since she's been listening to y'all's show.
She happier?
Like, she's a happy older woman now.
That's wonderful.
Oh, good. How old is your mama?
She's 42.
42.
Will you give your mama a big hug for us?
Yeah, she always comes home and says, oh, God, Don and Mike talked about this today and that today. And I was like, I know, Mom, I heard, too.
And let me ask you a question. I'm sorry to ask this, but where's Dad?
He's at home. He's on sick leave right now. He's Mr. Mom.
So Mom and Dad are in the house together.
No. Well, I mean, they live together, but she's working while he's at home.
Well, no, but I mean, you have an intact nuclear family.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was going to try to hook your mom up.
Yeah.
What?
I was gonna try to hook your mom up.
Oh no, she's happily married.
You know, get her some penicillin. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
You get a little jambalaya caught in your throat there. Or what's going on?
Hello.
The weather's getting cold, so I'm getting kind of sick. I'm not used to this cold weather.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of people.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks.
All right, goodbye, ass. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'm Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, these guys who are out wearing the bulletproof vest at the gas station you saw, did they not happen to think that maybe if the guy shoots you in your head, that isn't going to help a whole lot?
Well, I mean, that's probably you're probably increasing your odds.
Didn't think to ask.
He's only gotten a couple of those, right? A couple of headshots.
Didn't think to ask. I mean, the first time it was a novelty. The second time was the time I had to say something to the guy.
Yeah.
So the second time was the time I had to say, hey, what's up, dude?
Wow.
I'm wearing a bulletproof vest.
That would freak me out. Yeah.
Hello, Don.
I'll get in my car and keep driving.
Don and
Radio Akinesis, how you doing?
Hey, hi.
How you doing, Radio Akinesis?
We heard you the first time.
Hey, I got an idea.
Of course you do.
Why don't you guys wear one of those plates like Clint Eastwood wore on that one movie where they kept shooting him on the side of the chest?
What? All right, then.
What language are you speaking?
I'm speaking Sacramento language.
Ah.
I want to be the king of the DA today, and I want my Soprano report.
Are you from Sacramento?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I got me a Patrick Bateman, Michael Mara dance.
There you go.
Mike is up.
Well, both Mike and Rob are doing the Sacramento dance, and, sir, I want to tell you something. Right now, even with my hip, and I have news about my hip, now that we're back live on in Sacramento,
yes,
it's time for me to drop the charade.
Oh.
Don has just joined in.
Now, see, Don.
What do you mean?
Don has just joined in, sir. You have caused John to come to the other side.
There you go. Can I tell you something?
No. Join the dance.
Can I tell you something? I've been lying. I've been lying the whole time. Mike and Rob have been doing the dance.
You love us, Mike.
No, I've been saying I love Sacramento. I love Sacramento. I wanted to jump up and dance with these guys. Point at my genitals. Mm-hmm. Point at my rear end. Point at my armpits. Do all the things that Mike and Rob do.
Amen.
I am now, in fact, a member of the Sacramento tribe.
Way to go. And it's because of you, caller. It's because of you.
You're the one that pushed me over.
You dumbass.
Otherwise,
please gyrate, Don. Please gyrate.
There it is. Yeah. That's the energy in Sacramento. Please.
Please gyrate.
Please hate me.
Please gyrate.
I like it when you hate me.
Well, I don't hate you. I just find you annoying, which is why I joined Mike and Rob in the dance.
I hate him.
I got a dance for Mike, too.
I hate him.
Patrick Bateman dance.
I have hatred in every fiber of my being for this caller.
I wear a see-through raincoat.
See-through?
With an axe.
See-through. What kind of accent do you have there? What is your accent?
I'm gonna guess we're dealing with at least partly Hispanic.
Yep, you guessed it.
Gee, that was a tough one.
How much Chewy is it? 50, 75, or 100%?
It's 100%.
100%. Yeah. I want a see-through.
Hey, you like fruit, Don?
God.
Goodbye, Chewy.
Always wash your produce.
Bye. Yeah, man, there's an advert for that.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
I sometimes take the stickers off those apples and bite right in.
Don't Jesus. Do that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Oh, we lost our phones because he said what he did.
That's the verb he used.
Oh, because
he
said he tinkled on produce.
He made water on the produce.
He said he went number one on the produce, so he said be very careful because after I pick the produce, I go number one on it.
Yeah,
but he
lovely chap.
You know, again,
Chewy,
the queer duality of working for this company.
Yeah.
You can say, boy, that pissed me off.
Yes.
Right.
But you can't say that he, on the fruit that he had just picked.
Man, oh man.
Which, in fact, saved him a little bit in that phone call. Made him appear to be not quite the buffoon that we were making him out to be.
Yes, he was quite the buffoon.
And that's too bad.
He was undone.
That probably, the act of censorship probably actually made him sound brighter than he was.
Hello, Don and Mike.
No.
I've got a theory about that shooter.
Yes, honey.
I think he uses his work van during the week to shoot people, and then he don't have access to it on the weekend.
Great. Well, that's where they have those tip lines. Call away.
I am calling. I'm calling y'all.
No. Call the tip line.
And listen, if you do call the tip line, do not say Y'ALL.
Why not?
Because it'll confuse the officers.
Call them. Call them and use that number where they can trace the number and get back to you in case your information happens to be correct.
I don't know.
All right, I love you guys.
That's good.
Thank you.
Now, they're asking for theories, aren't they?
And that worries me. Really, seriously, that worries me.
They're not just asking for if you've seen a van. They're actually asking for theories.
They're saying to Joe Public,
right?
If you got a theory,
right,
call us up.
Mm-hmm.
That worries me.
Yeah, the one theory I heard today that made a little sense to me was perhaps a recently discharged military.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody that has that kind of firearms training or, a disgruntled cop that was fired or something like that.
Listen, the good news is, like I said, the guy's not popped anybody today.
I am blown away by your story, and pardon the pun. I mean, that is incredible that people would wear bulletproof vests. I understand hopping out of the car, putting your gas in, or going to a gas station where there's somebody that's filling it up for you. That's perfectly understandable.
Two separate guys.
That is a mind-blowing thing.
Two separate guys. Today we will be celebrating 1 week late the 65th birthday of our newsman, Buzz Burbank. Wow.
There is an absolutely lovely little grotto that we have in our basement.
It's really nice.
Now, what we've done down in the garage area, we actually turned it into what looks like the set of an X-rated movie.
Uh-huh.
Right.
We have the hot tub down there, the hot tub from Hot Spring of Washington, currently running several great promotions at the three D.C. locations. Call 703-359-2807 for the store nearest you. Mention the Don and Mike Show and receive a free gift.
Right.
Wow. That's what it says right there. Free gift.
Right. Wow. Do they specify what the gift is?
They do not.
All I know is they set up a beautiful little hot tub down there.
And we have mood lighting.
Mm-hmm.
We have potted plants.
Yeah. The actual hot tub in the garage, although it's open air, you're getting the heat from the hot tub, and it's toasty down there. It's just
very nice.
It's a very chlorine-y type smell.
Oh, it is. I love that smell.
And we're going to be putting Buzz in the hot tub in just a moment.
The smell that says kill bacteria.
Yes, Buzz will be doing the rest of the show from the hot tub, including hot tub news.
Oh, really? I can't think of anything. You didn't know that, Buzz?
I didn't know I'd be doing the news from there.
Yeah, but
now I know.
Well, you do.
You've got all your cards ready, and if there's any breaking news, of
and we hope there isn't today. Yeah. We hope there really isn't any breaking news.
I think you get a break on that today.
I'll update that stuff.
Let's check. If I turn this on, do I get Dilly-Headed Joe?
I believe so,
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
There he is, everybody. Doughy-headed, slow Joe Ardinger.
You'll notice it's just in the garage, but I'd like to alert our listeners during this interview segment. It'll appear as though there's a delay.
Hi, Joe.
How are you doing? This is a great setup down here.
Joe, would you please describe to everybody right now, paint the picture, be the Vince Scully for us, and let us know what you're seeing down there.
Well, it's a rather large hardwood hot tub, and I don't know if you can hear it, but it's doing its thing right now. They put nice little trees and shrubs around it.
Why don't you put the microphone down to the bubbling water?
All right, here we go.
Don't drop it.
There it is.
Doesn't it look like a porno set?
It does.
Can you hear that? I mean, Hey, it's just humming away.
Maybe it'll be a porno set by the end of the show.
I can only hope.
Who knows with Buzz? Anything's possible.
Yeah.
It's good and warm, too.
Joe, are the girls there yet?
They're not here yet.
All right.
But we're ready for them, too.
That's the tradition, though.
Thank
they're
you,
late.
Joe.
Wendell's
you, Joe.
Got the best seat in the house.
And, Buzz, did you bring swimming trunks? You're going to be doing this in your underpants today.
Damn, I forgot the trunks.
Did you?
Yeah. And the underwear. No, okay. I have trunks on under my clothes, and I brought a beach ball and a snorkel, and I have my robe and my towel, and I'm ready to go.
What color's your robe?
White. And says Buzz on it, because it was a gift from Don and Frida the first year I started here.
There you go. Good going, Buzz.
Yeah.
We'll bring him downstairs in a second. Oh, here from Friday's episode, you might remember him from the Backwards Newlywood game.
Yes.
From Philly, here is Tom.
Tom, our buddy. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Tom, how was that drive back to Philly?
It was quite interesting. I had 6 hours on how many questions I got wrong and why I got them wrong.
Oh, no, brother.
Yeah, but, you know, I just wanted to thank you guys. It was very interesting. I had a very nice time on your program, and keep up the good work, boys.
Thank you, Tom.
Very nice.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, guys, you take it easy now. Have a good day. Keep your head down. Don't let them snipers get you, and the moose is loose, remember.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Tom from Friday's episode, the loser on the Backwards Newlywed game.
Tom have a long lunch?
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of curious about that.
He may have.
Long breakfast.
He may have. So, the weekend, I had quite a boring weekend. The weekend started Saturday. I got out of bed. Didn't feel quite right. As it turns out, sat down to have my morning BM. And I realized when I sat down to drop the turd that I heard a click, 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 click. I know it wasn't coming from my anus. It was coming from my hip.
It was coming from your anus. You might want to seek attention.
Bionic turd. So, the old hip popped out again.
Oh,
overnight.
No.
Yeah, but this time much easier to get it popped back in.
Good. And not as much pain?
No, just a guy. And again, back to the... Back
did they do the hammer?
Back to the 18th century. Just a guy in his forearm. Just laid me on a table. And just, boom!
Gave
like
her a shove.
With his forearm, just, boom! Like that, and... Popped it right back in.
I guess the muscles or the, whatchamacallit, around the hip joint has to get strengthened.
Someone said a hammer.
Oh, okay.
Hammer time. Right. So that incapacitated me.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, a lucky move, because I didn't have to go to my mother-in-law's 60th high school reunion.
Ooh. You were going to go?
No, I had a feeling... That I was going to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why somehow...
You mean to escort her?
Actually, my wife was going to escort her.
Okay.
And I think that there had been a plan, which I had vetoed months ago. You know, they said, would you like to come? You know, not on a dare.
Right.
Do I want to go to my mother-in-law's 60th high school reunion?
Think of the material, though.
Well,
Jesus.
I just spent... Yeah. 2 hours in a guy's bar mitzvah.
Right.
And I think I've done enough for my wife, so I sent my wife on her way.
I would imagine a 60th year reunion would, as far as numbers, would be the equivalent of, like, the number of people in a dentist's office waiting to get grilled.
Four people were there.
Four, were there really?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know.
This is not 60-year-old people. This is the 60th anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
So that means the average age is 77, 78.
Right.
And they're probably, nowadays, it'd probably be a number of people.
You want to guess how many people were there?
I'll say there were 25.
I'm going to say under 20.
Do you know?
No, I do not.
I'll say 8.
I do not know. That's how little I care. I do not know.
Do you even remember people you went to high school with by the time you're 70?
My mom does.
My mom remembers your best friend.
Hi, Frida. You're not there. Let me try this number.
My mom remembers her, I know the name, Peggy Campbell, her friend growing up in high school.
Try the home number, and if she's
father owned the movie theater.
She's not there, we'll just have to call the lady in red.
Hello.
Hola.
Hi.
Hey, where's the woman who gave birth to you?
I think she's downstairs.
Would you grab her?
Yeah, I'll get her.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
How's he enjoying his day off?
I'm sorry, I'm so good at fantasy football, Dad.
He enjoyed these.
Did he win the money again this week?
Yeah.
That's my dad.
Goodness.
Yeah. My son now has won the money 4 out of the 6 weeks, Eddie is undefeated in fantasy football.
A juggernaut.
Hello?
Sweetie.
You don't mind, boo-boo.
Meanwhile, change my name to the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm 0-6.
Wow. You lost again?
Yeah.
Ouch.
I'm 0-6.
I have to wait for, I got 2 of my stars going tonight. So
right. I suck ass.
I think I'm going to win my game this week, though.
I'm the worst. And yesterday I picked up Jerry Rice and Jamal Lewis. And
did I play you this week? Yeah, and you have an 8-point lead that you'll more than make up in tonight's game, I'm sure.
What is with our website? Okay, so I get on in the morning, and it doesn't mean S. Is that what it is?
CBS Sportsline sucks. Because when I got on this morning...
What is the point of having a website
about,
now?
Guys, let me talk to my wife about...
I'm sorry. Then let me go off on that. I apologize, Frida, but I'm really, really frustrated.
I'm a little bored with fantasy football.
Honey, here is the... Yeah, because I went through much the same thing you did, Mike.
And there is no way I would have asked you to go to that reunion with me.
Okay, well, I thought that was floated out there months
there
ago.
There was never floated. If it had been floated out, it would have been as a joke. There's,
all right, well,
there's
maybe
no
it
way,
was as a joke.
Regardless of the fact that I was sitting next to a mother with her daughter and her son-in-law, and I thought how sweet that was of the son-in-law to go. But it,
well, honey, my hip had popped out on Saturday.
But it would never occur to me to ask you to something that you don't want to go to because I don't like being around you when you're somewhere you don't want to be.
Oh, really?
Of course. Who wants to be with someone who...
Does that mean they don't have to go to the wedding this weekend?
If you don't want to go, you absolutely
honey,
do not
a,
have
honey,
to go.
Honey, joke. That's a joke.
Who's you getting are? Married?
My niece Courtney. That is a joke.
Well, I hope so. But, no. You know, if it weren't, you know, knock yourself out.
No, honey. Come on, it's funny. That's a joke. Now, we were having a bet here. How many surviving members of your mom's 60th high school reunion were there, of the original classmates?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, but it was a big group. I bet there were, you know, I bet there were, because, let me think, with couples and, I bet there were 50.
Wow.
Wow, okay, we're all big losers, though. Yeah.
Well, I said 25, but I, you know.
Well, maybe somewhere between 25 and 50.
Means I went on the prices right. I was the closest without going over.
You know, it is surreal because when they do the announcements, they talk about the people they lost this year. Mm-hmm. And that's a long list, yeah. You know. And then they were doing the little speeches, and I thought, I bet this goes on a while because who knows who's not going to be here next year.
Now, were there 50 living people there?
What do you think they brought the deceased, my darling?
Bring the cadavers to the reunion.
I don't know.
Bring us the cadavers.
It was charming. Those are, you know, that age group, I'm going to hang around with that age group some more because those folks were so incredibly nice. Just so polite. There was no, you know, you're all past the competition, or at least with me, because I'm like a little kid compared to them. You know, you're all past the competition and the cattiness. They were just so sweet. And I was, you know, I mean, it's not hard to win the looks competition there either.
Honey, who was voted most likely to have a cardiac arrest?
I don't know. But when they said during the announcements, they said, well, they have them these reunions every year, naturally, because, you know, 5 years, you know, that's...
Do they have who's most likely to be coming alone next year?
No, they asked who's going to be here next, who's coming, who's going to be able to come next year. My hand was up first.
Really? You had that good a time?
I had a really
did any,
good time.
Did any of the elder statesmen hit on you?
Oh, I had a couple of flirtatious older remarks, but I...
You're a lovely girl.
You know.
You're an absolutely lovely girl.
You're looking mighty good for the class of 42.
Class of 42.
Would you take me to the toilet, please? Take me to the toilet.
We were teasing my mom because Dad couldn't go, but I told Mom I got her a hotel room there, and it was handicapped equipped, so she could pick up any of them. Bring them back to her room.
And I got to think of the 60th high school reunion. Man, those handicapped spaces, they must have been gone in a moment.
Absolutely.
Gone in a nanosecond.
Now, that's true. And after spending time with my dad, I'd take him to therapy 3 days a week, too. And they only put 2 handicapped spaces in front of the therapy place.
Hey, listen.
That's on.
Listen, even though I'm semi-handicapped right now with this dislocated hip, who gave you the wood Sunday, huh?
Yeah, right, right. And grimaced in pain the whole time.
But I had to have my release.
Just for you, and was it, even though you were grimacing in pain, was it worth the while?
It was like taking your medicine.
Oh, my.
That's what I said to her. We got done, and she said, oh, well, what's wrong? And I said, my back is killing me. She said, well, why did you do that? I said, because I had to.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine he lingered over my pleasure.
Lingered longer.
Yeah.
I did not linger longer.
Yeah, no, it was very nice being with the older people because I live in this house and I realized I am reenacting Peter Pan every day. It's just me and a bunch of boys, dogs and real ones, and I'm Wendy here. So it was nice going to that and being, you know, the sweet young thing. I haven't felt that way in a while.
Well, you never catch me saying this again, so mark this down. As I told you when you arrived back home on Saturday, I missed you.
I know, Peter Pan. I can imagine. This place needed me. There was dog poop in the family room and dog poop in the living room.
There's only so much I can do.
Well, with a dislocated hip, you're not expected to do much.
There's only so much I can do. But
I know. It was hard to bend over for the poop unless they, you know, had a pooped on a table or something where you could have picked it up.
Now you got to train them better.
But I did miss you, and I'm glad you're back at home.
All right. Me too, my darling.
All right, baby.
All right. Talk to you later.
Love you. See ya. Oh, and listen, we're in agreement, right? That Sopranos last night was,
Yeah, right. I found myself looking at my watch. You know, I looked so much forward to it. And sometimes you watch that show and it's like you want time to slow down because it's going by too fast. Right.
Then I have a piece of advice for The Sopranos. Okay, let's stop the tiptoeing around the violence. Let's not let the only violent scene in Sopranos be when looks through the
Christopher's girlfriend sees
it. Barely see it. Like oh horrors, we're going to show some violence.
It was Furio hitting some guy in the face with a phone.
But like very very.
Very brief.
Very brief, almost like they're afraid to do it. You know, they're watering down The Sopranos, and I think they're losing sight of the fact that it's a show about organized crime.
All right, sweetie. Love you.
I love you, too. You're my favorite old man, sweetie.
Tell your mom happy anniversary.
Happy high school?
Yeah, right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, right.
Tell her happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
That makes no sense, but I'll be happy to tell her that for her.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I just try to work the Little River Band into every possible show that we do.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Saturday night, while my wife was out at this thing with her mom, the phone rings, and it's Lisa. Yeah. And I see on the caller ID that it's Lisa Herndon. I think, well, there must be some emergency. Why is she calling me on a weekend?
Right.
So I think it's very hello. And now this is why, you know, even though on Friday I was yelling at her and screaming at her and
yes.
You know, telling her she's like an ant crawling on a piece of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I love the girl. She says to me, I'm at Walmart right now, and I'm looking at a floor-to-ceiling stack of cans of Diet Vanilla Coke.
Wow.
And I said, baby, load it up. Bring it. Load it up. Bring it in.
Bring it.
So I'm happy.
Bring it on.
I come into work today. Mm-hmm. I come around the corner. I go, baby, you're the greatest. Where's my Diet Vanilla Coke? And she says,
I'm so sorry. I completely forgot. I saw it when I first walked into the store, started shopping for like an hour, got all sucked into the shopping. You know, Walmart and Target, I could spend just forever, and then I left, and then...
So you called him, and then forgot, like, between the time you called him and the time you checked out?
You know, because I'm such a simpleton, that's what I had going for me. I'm looking forward to today.
You're a man of simple pleasures, and I know that would excite you very much.
Getting to work and having my Diet Vanilla Coke, a brand-new product.
And that's one where I would have grabbed a can, too. I would have liked to try it just to see what it tasted like.
Well, we'll have to go to Lisa's house, because that's where they are.
She's a Coke tease.
No, I forgot to buy them.
Oh, you didn't even... You didn't even buy them at the store?
Oh, you are so fired. Really, get out of here. You didn't even buy them?
No, that's the thing. I
told you to buy as much as you
could. I know.
Look, look at this. I went to the bank today to get money to pay you.
How about this? How about I send Joe to Walmart right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Well, why not? Because Joe's got a job to do today.
Oh, he's
got to
be down by the hot tub.
Yeah. Well, we're...
No, no, don't worry. Never mind. You're fired. Get out. Thank you.
I want to make this up to you. I want to make it
terribly,
right.
Terribly, terribly
disappointed. She obviously called you because you were so hard on her on Friday that she wanted to, you know.
No, well, not necessarily because he was hard on me, mm-hmm. but.
Hard on.
You can't say that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But because Don is my friend, and I walk in and I see it, and the first thing I think is, oh my gosh, Don is going to freak out.
Well, she's right. I'm such an idiot. Mm-hmm. I said, oh my God. I said, buy as many as you can. Mm-hmm.
And I was excited, and I wanted to do that, and then.
And you didn't even buy them. Get out of here.
I forgot.
Look at that. I wrote myself a note on my show thing about it. Look at that. And I thought you were a
friend.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Oh, that's too bad.
Come on, get out of here.
That's too bad, Lisa.
Why you? You're
no good.
No good.
No good.
No good. No good.
No good.
No, don't send Joe.
That's not as personal and special.
I'll get it myself.
Besides, you get that Joe residue all over the camera.
Right, never mind. Get out of here.
The residue I have on my sandwich every day. Joe juice.
The residue that's on the inside of your stomach today.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh. I had a horrible weekend.
Poor Mike.
Oh.
I had the worst weekend I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
You want me to tell it now?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Like, do I have to tell everything?
You can condense it.
I don't want to tell the last part, that when I got into a fight with a family member.
All right, you don't have to tell that part.
Okay, good. Suffice to say, I got into a fight with a family member. Not a physical fight, just a
verbal
little yelling thing. Friday afternoon on
the
show.
With his brother-in-law.
You're killing me.
They can't hear.
Yeah, but just... All right.
Okay.
Stay on that. All right, because I'm still...
Repairing. Okay.
Yeah. So still taking care of some repair work.
Mm.
So here's the deal. I'm back at the prize closet, and when Tammy sometimes is going through the prize closet, I'm just curious, and I'll go back there, and I'll ask for stuff. And so she gave me, like, a Sopranos cookbook and a big jar of peanuts.
Ah.
You know, I'm a man, I guess, of simple pleasures also. It doesn't take a lot to please me, and I was very excited. And some of us were actually psyched to have peanuts in here. And
you ate that entire jar of peanuts on Friday.
Oh, not entire, but I think I ate at least two-thirds of it.
And it was
one of those tall things of peanuts.
Big-ass right? Price Club size.
And
now.
I hadn't had any, usually I'll have, like, the late lunch in here, and I didn't do that. Instead, I ate peanuts. And, man, I'll tell you, I've had that same thing Buzz has had, the diverticulitis. And I was scheduled to fly to Providence, Rhode Island on Saturday so I could get up and give a speech at my sister's 50th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up at 7 o'clock, and I will tell you, I have never had stomach distress like that in my life.
Yeah.
Not only did I have that lower abdominal pain, but the actual, I hope I can say this on the radio, the actual Duke itself hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, really, it was like crapping razor blades with all the peanuts that were there. It was horrible.
Fire in the hole.
Yeah, it was horrible. It's like the worst pain I've ever been in. And it started at 7 o'clock in the morning. It was just agony. And it's because I ate all them peanuts.
Explain what diverticulitis is.
It's this thing where in your like intestines, you have... these little weak parts of the intestinal wall, so you're sensitive to like stuff like nuts. You're not really supposed to eat them.
Bits of food get lodged there, it gets infected and inflamed, and it hurts like hell.
I had that. I think I had my system just couldn't handle
just too many peanuts.
Just, I mean, some people can have the kind of constitution where they can handle stuff like that, and I was just, in two kinds of pain: the stomach pain. And then the actual acute pain where it was like, oh! And
while you were going,
bad. This will get me a date. But I'm sitting there, and I got a 12:40 flight out of Dulles, and I finally at like 11 o'clock. I called my niece and my brother-in-law, and I said, I couldn't reach either one of them. I was going to cancel because I wasn't going to fly all the way up there. And I, about 15, 20 minutes later, I felt just good enough where I said, I'll deal with it. I'll try to make it up there because, it's one of these things now where, being in my current situation,
mm-hmm.
I should try to do things with my family, even though it's stressful. It's always been stressful.
Because they're the only family you've got.
They're all I got. And so I flew up there, We get on this little plane, this little Canadair jet on United Express, and the jet doesn't have any air conditioning on it.
Mm.
And so in about 5 minutes, when you got all the bodies on there, there's no air conditioning at all. And we're sitting on the tarmac, and I'm feeling so bad. And I'm next to this guy who's sitting to my left who says, what did I say to him? I said, you know, it's times like this I wish I wasn't as wide as I am. And the guy looks at me and says, me too.
Oh, what a
okay,
dick.
Thanks, ass. So, because he was a member of the Big Man's Club, too.
Ah.
So I finally fly up there, and it was just, you know, I'm green, I feel horrible all day long, and, you know, I go up, I give this little speech at my sister's birthday, and I was still hurting, and I began to self-medicate.
That means you were drinking.
And then ended up yelling at a family member at the end of the night. And it was just not. And then I woke up the next morning, and I was still feeling like such S that I decided I would take an earlier flight and just left on my own. You know, my mom was in a hotel room down the hall. I knocked on her door and left the present for my sister because I just between there were a couple of things going on, the way my stomach felt and the fact that I hadn't seen any of these people since my little dilemma and since my separation. So I've got people walking up, and more than one who walked up to me, oblivious, who said, how's Laura? Then I have to say, we're separated, and then I get the look of shock that's on their face. All right. Ixnay on the art phase.
All right.
So, I mean, it was just, I had to finally deal with this, like, time and time again, and people that didn't know, and, you know, you get, even though it's true, and we are very amicable, and we're getting along very well, you get tired of making that speech.
I know how it goes. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Wow, you look great. How's the show going?
Yeah, and not just how's Laura, where's Laura?
Yeah, okay, right. How's the show going?
Oh, fantastic. Couldn't be better. Things are going
great. Wow, your sister looks fantastic.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Hey, where's Laura?
We separated.
No.
Yeah. Were you there?
No.
Were you there?
You're kidding.
Yeah, it was tough.
You're kidding.
It was, yeah.
Oh,
no, not that much.
You didn't get that much?
No, that much. But it was, I'd say 10 or 15 times I went through the spiel. And by the end of the evening, I'm pretty well, you know, fed up with the whole thing. And it was just, I think it was the first time in my adult life where I said to a couple of members of my family, I'm not up for this. I'm not up for this shindig. I'm not up for not seeing anybody. You know, I'd like a little more time to pass before I have to go through the whole thing. And it was, needless to say, between that and then really I started to just feel slightly better about noon on Sunday, just about the time my plane landed. So, I mean, it was just, hey, the greatest weekend of my life.
All wow. right.
No doubt about it. And,
you had the burning a-hole. You had the...
Still a little bit today.
The runs.
Yeah, a little bit of...
Out of that?
Little of that, yeah. Wish it sounded that good.
Oh, here it doesn't?
Yeah. Might be more like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no.
No. No. You know, I don't think... It's probably like, what is it? More like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not so satisfying.
You've been there.
Oh, yeah.
It's
all behind me now, though.
So to speak.
And as a matter of fact, I believe Buzz...
Yes.
Your birthday card.
Yes.
If you would come over here and open the card that I got you on the air, you wouldn't mind?
Buzz, I explained to Buzz that I will be bringing his present in tomorrow because in my condition, I not only didn't get my sister a present until I got up to Rhode Island, I didn't get Buzz anything over
here
the weekend.
There's your card, Buzz.
Thank you.
If you would open that, please, and read it to everybody out loud.
Oh, wonderful. I'm sure it's a special card.
It means a lot.
You always do great cards. I'm looking forward to this.
You having trouble opening that?
No, none whatsoever. Well, this is about healing. Healing, it says. One knows what one has lost, but not what one may find. These are the words of George Sand. And inside the card it says, you are in my thoughts and prayers. Happy birthday to the healthiest person on the show, Don. And that's true. Thank you very much. That's great.
There you go.
Beautiful card.
Here's your present.
Oh, thank you very much.
But don't embarrass me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Opening it now.
Go ahead, open it.
Don't
open it.
Really, really don't.
Okay, really don't.
Because
if you say don't, I'm not going to.
Because it'll make all the other gifts pale by comparison.
Now we got to see what it is.
Is it lingerie?
Come on now.
It is not lingerie.
Can he open it?
He can.
Okay, go ahead.
It'll embarrass me, though.
Yeah. But do you mind being embarrassed?
It's totally certainly not.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Okay.
Open it up.
Doesn't mind being embarrassed. Here we go.
Let's see what it is.
Because it's such a great gift, at least I think.
It's got some weight to it.
It's got some heft.
My God. It's beautiful. It's a Clio. It's like a Palm Pilot.
See, it's
fantastic.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, I told you I just updated mine.
Uh-huh. That is a very expensive gift.
From
Palm Pilot.
Palm Pilot to the Clio. That's the same thing.
That is very nice.
That is fantastic.
That is very nice.
Got him the same thing. There you go.
Thank you very much. You got me my first one, and it's time to replace it, and this is perfect.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful gift.
It really is. Thank you very much.
Hey, man, enjoy all the sweaters the rest of the people got here.
Actually, I will. They're very nice. I like them all, but this is beautiful. Thank you.
Man.
How many other sweaters did you get?
Two so far, and I love them. I love them both. One black and one gray. Shocker, one's black.
No, it's not a sweater.
Okay, it's got a collar.
It's got a collar.
Thanks for raising the bar.
My favorite color is still green.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You'll take money.
Sweater shirt.
All right.
Well, happy belated birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
We'll get our pound of flesh out of him.
Not as easy to get to the ATMs around here as it used to be.
Now you're going to have to return the Clio you got him.
Yeah.
Because he already has it.
Yeah.
Now, what I got, he can drive.
Really?
Yeah.
A golf ball?
No, a rascal.
Well, Buzz, I never thought I would say this to you as we go to a break, but...
Yes?
Would you please undress?
Oh, you say that every day. Yes, I'd be happy to do that.
We'll be taking Buzz down to the hot tub.
Are the girls here yet?
During the next break, let's check in. Joe?
Yeah, I'm not going down there with just Joe.
Down to the hot tub.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Hey, Joe?
I don't think you have to put your ass in that hot tub until
Joe
get here.
I believe Joe has drowned.
Wendell?
Oh, here's Joe.
There he is. Hey, what are you doing up here?
Well, I came back up to screen the phones.
Oh, right.
Two girls are right on their way.
Ah, they're on their way.
All set.
All right, beautiful. Will Buzz?
Yes.
Take off your pants.
Okay.
Not to be difficult.
Third time today.
Technically, wouldn't they have been on their way prior to 3 o'clock?
I think we told them, I told Lisa we'd have the first break. Do the first break.
And when we come back, can I vent at all about this fantasy website and find out what the deal is?
Be my guest, because I'm right behind you.
I mean, this is really, if we're going to have, well, no, I should wait.
Because according to the website, when I woke up, I won my game today.
Yeah, I mean, according to my website, I was behind.
And then when I came in today, I found out, incidentally, you lost.
And that happens every week to everybody.
Right. Has anybody ever thought of the first three letters of the website we use? CBS.
Well, yeah. I think I'm ready for major overhaul of the whole thing. If we can't use the website it's great for changing players, for getting all that. It's horrible on scoring. It's meaningless. So what's the point?
Has no one fought this?
Really?
Listen, be the 100th caller right now.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. I'm not directing any of my wrath at you.
I know.
But it's that cavalier attitude that you demonstrated with Charlie Broyhill. It's
made
that,
him quit.
It's where he learned it.
It's that, you know.
Yes, but did I not get him back in the league?
Well, do you think that matters to me personally?
To you, to me.
Right. Rob?
Yes? You're not going to quit, are you? Please don't.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh. It's not my fault. It's CBS's fault.
I'm thinking about it because I even called today to gloat. That's the worst.
Who'd you call?
Lisa. And I see the score is me 68, her 67.
All right, while we're on the subject, can we fix this so that once and for all we can?
The scoring cannot be done. For some reason, it's always defensive scoring. And defensive scoring is not finalized until Tuesday.
Then why even have a website?
This happened last year as well.
What?
The same thing with scoring on defensive being updated either Monday morning or even Tuesday morning after the Monday night game.
Because that's been the way it is all year so far. I mean, I had one big score that didn't go in until Tuesday morning, and that's what Lisa got on you.
Did you win your game, Charlie?
I did win my game.
Well, I guess you changed your tune now, Mr. Quitter.
No, I didn't. I thought that...
You were going to quit last week.
Well, I had good reason last week.
Yeah, you know what his reason was?
He lost.
He lost.
No, I
lost. That's what it is.
I lost with the points being changed anyway.
wrestling.
Right.
I have good reason this week.
Quit her.
Okay, that's fine.
No, no quitting.
That's a win for me later in the season because of a forfeit.
Both of you guys, you're in this
league. I'll take the forfeit.
You're in. You're in for life.
Goodbye, Charlie.
All right, if the playoffs started, I'd be in.
Okay, good for you.
Bye.
So hey, Charlie?
Yeah.
I have a real life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your point? You don't care about fantasy.
I have a real life.
I don't understand. Where is that coming from?
Here's my point. I can give it up, and it won't be the only thing I have in my life. And I know that as much as Charlie says, it doesn't mean anything to him.
It is his life.
It is his life.
That's right. That's all I do.
You wouldn't get, but it would be your life if you were winning.
That's also true.
And Don, you're back in the lead. You now have 68-67 over Lisa right now.
See, that's what's effed up.
It'll change
See, if
again.
You go, there's actually another scoring page. For some reason, it tallies the defense better. If you go to statistics and scoring, it's right.
See, but the thing is, if you go on the homepage and you just click on live scoring,
I know it should be right.
It says I'm winning 68-67.
I don't understand it either, but it's almost always
Lisa
defense.
Winning 94-80.
Huh.
Wow. Turn your radio down, please, Charlie.
Hey, I'm not, and answer me honestly here as far as if it would be more work. How much would it be an unbelievable workload for you to tabulate, like, what the real score?
Prohibitively, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he won't do it. He won't do it.
No, I mean, fairness to Rob, it's a lot of work.
Apparently, the CBS website, all this aside, is, believe it or not, the fastest one out there.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, if you think about the amount of stats that have to be crunched, it's amazing they get it done by Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's
not
very good.
Don't be easy on them.
Oh, I hate CBS.
They have computers.
Is that Charlie?
Yes, it was.
Was that nodding off?
All right, bye, Charlie.
Bye.
Hey,
bye-bye.
That was a great playlet, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
Everybody's a little bitter.
All right, let's clear the...
Live from Second City.
Not me.
Clear the lines.
The groundlings.
Okay? Call 100-TIME, 877-365-3636. I tell you this, I am the best 0-16 in fantasy football.
You are indeed.
No, I am a dope. I'm a total schmuck. I'm a dope. It's nobody's fault but my own.
And now with my winning streak, I'm on to the playoffs.
What are you, 2-4?
I've won 2 in a row. I like to look at it that way. 2 in a row.
Nobody's fault but my own.
And a chance of being in the money tonight.
Nobody's fault but my own.
When Garrison Hurst and Sean Alexander have their incredible nights, record-setting nights on both sides, I will be...
You know why? Because everybody's against me. Because the Rams...
Oh, that's me, Don.
The Rams suck. And the Rams are playing the Raiders, and the Raiders are real good. So what would a smart guy do? A smart guy would say, I'm going to take my Rams guys out of the game. Except, for the first time all year, the pussy faggot Rams come to play. And I have to sit there, I'm watching this on my TV, while that faggot Torrey Holt, who hasn't caught one pass all year,
right,
is making one hand behind the shoulder catch and say, hey, look at me, look at me.
Do you have anybody going in Monday night?
No. No. And Tom Brady?
Oh, dear.
Hey, thanks for the 2 points, Matt Damon lookalike. Queer bait.
Everybody's queer bait.
Jesus Christ.
Queer bait.
Jesus Christ. But nobody's fault but my own. Nobody's fault but my own. That's why I'm quitting. And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-uh, Peggy. I can't go. I won't. Not after what he said about Lady Bird.
Oh, Hank, come on. Now, Min and I just made up. We have to go. And if you stay home, people will think you don't like Con just because he's Oriental.
That is ridiculous. I hate the man because he's rude and nasty. Not because of what his people did to us in WW2.
Well, Hank, I know that. But everyone else, they'll say Hank Hill is a racist.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
Hank Hill, you will go to that party, you will pretend to like Con, and you will drink until you actually do.
The Don and Mike Show. The innovators of the genital sneeze, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Folks, who am I kidding? I don't have a life. Oh. Fantasy football is my life.
You're into it.
I mean, I got my wife and I got my kid, and I love more than anything. And they're my life, but there's nobody more fanatical or more absolutely just totally 100% compulsively checking the goddamn fantasy football all weekend more than me.
So true. And case in point, you called me all meted up Saturday night to say you had a trade you'd put through and that I didn't have to worry about it because you weren't even, you were in so much pain from your hip. You weren't going to find your way to your computer all day Sunday. Just leave it be and take care of it on Monday. Get a call from 11:30 on Sunday. You got to put that trade through. I got to start him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really, it's a disease.
Yeah, who am I? And really, Charlie does have no life. But you know what? Neither do I. that I am, I'm so into it, and I so love football, and I think I know so much. It is truly humbling to be proven to be the total idiot that I am.
Well, you know it is.
With a team that is 0-6.
It is luck.
No, it's not luck. It's
luck. Hi.
It's not luck.
Look at him.
But what's your record?
2-3. Okay. Maybe about to be 3-3. I don't know.
Beats 0-6.
Yeah.
It's not luck.
But you started 0-5 last year and what? Went to the Super Bowl or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know, but now I'm 0-6.
Yeah,
I've turned the corner. I'm very confident in my team. And
You're funny.
I think it's going to go very
well. Do you want to bet? Would you like to bet right now on
that your team will have a better record than mine?
Then yours will, yeah.
At the end of the season?
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, you should never bet me the week after I pay off a bet. You should maybe bet me... Let me see how I do next week. If I win next week, I will bet you.
Okay.
Because I'm not ready to bet right now. I feel like with my track record and just the way I'm feeling in general,
you got me when I'm down.
If I bet you, I'll start another losing
streak. You got me when I'm down though. I'm 0-6. I'm 0-6.
Yeah, but this is just what you'd need. Betting me is just what you'd need to put yourself out of that hole.
Turn things around.
Like what? Like I'm going to pick up the phone and call Jerry Rice and say...
No, it's going to be magic.
Hey, Jerry, guess what?
It's going to be magic. You bet me that your team will do better than mine will, and you'll have a windfall.
It's a luck thing.
You'll have a windfall. All of a sudden, you'll win all your games.
Or you could turn it around.
Fresh off that Red Sox bet.
Or you could turn it around.
And I don't possess the level of irrationality that I have with my Red Sox when it comes to fantasy football.
Mm.
And you know I don't pay that much attention to.
Well, you sure do like blowing your horn when you win.
Well, who doesn't?
I know, so come on. I mean, you're into it. So there's a certain extent of you that is into it.
More this year than in years past.
So come on, how about it?
What would the bet be?
Don't know.
What would the terms be? We might as well.
It'd be something humiliating.
I'm not prepared to go into a gay bar again for another year.
I wouldn't say gay bar, and I wouldn't say shaving of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
What could it be? It's not the same as a Red Sox bet. That's a more significant bet. So I don't think this needs to be as.
You know what? Let's give a call 100 and maybe maybe somebody on the telephone
will come up with an idea for the bet.
Giving us an idea for the bet because you're 2-4, and I'm 0-6, and we have 8 more games to play.
Right.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hi. Call 100,
that's you, my friend. What is your name?
And you said you're 2-3, Buzz. You're 2-4.
My name's Chester Bowman.
If I win tonight, yeah. I mean, it depends.
If you lose tonight.
I'm 11 points ahead of you as things stand now, but your guys are more likely to more than make that up tonight.
I thought you just said Mike was 8 points ahead of you.
Just in the time between I said that and I checked again, now I have an 11-point lead.
That's what I saw this morning, but...
Yeah.
That's why our website is screwed up.
Yeah. You know what? I can't make this bet until I know what the scoring is.
Listen, what is your name?
Who, me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Chester Bowman.
And Chester, where were you from?
I'm from Fairfax, Virginia.
All right, Chester, you have won tickets to see Guns N' Roses with Mixmaster Mike, MCI Center, December 9th. You have won these tickets before you can buy them. They go on sale Saturday at noon. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready to play the game, Doc.
All right, it is a common everyday sound that has to do with your personal hygiene. This product is available coast to coast, nationwide, in 7-Eleven. Play the sound now. Give you 15 seconds. Please don't answer to Mike.
Tell me that clue again.
The sound has to do with your personal hygiene.
Okay.
You know, the way you look and smell.
Right.
And it's available at 7-Eleven nationwide.
Oh, 7-Eleven. Okay.
All right. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Janis Joplin.
Here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
The money it safe.
That is a common everyday sound. Judy, you think so, Buzz?
Yeah.
Here it is. 1,000 big ones on the line.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Yeah. Yeah. For $1,000, name it.
I think it is nail clippers, clipping nails.
Nail clipping, you know what?
Oh, we're sorry.
Not a bad clue, but don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Okay, hold on.
Can you get nail clippers in a 7-Eleven?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you can.
Right.
I know I've done it before.
Okay. But somebody guessed it last week, and if this guy had been listening, he would have known that.
Well, I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Buzz, what are you doing there with your clothes on?
I'm waiting for the girls to get here. Where are the girls?
What's the deal with the girls?
Well, now, don't yell at me. I don't know what the deal with the girls.
You know what it is? You know what it really is? It's this whole fantasy football thing. I'm not going to make the bet with you unless I know that I've already won my game. Because then I'm 2-4.
But you won't know until tomorrow if Buzz is 11 ahead of you.
Right. Yeah, I know. I thought it was 8 points ahead. Do you have anybody going tonight?
No, only you do. You have two guys playing tonight.
But, I mean, here's the deal. Buzz originally said I was 8 points in front.
No, I said I was 8 points ahead. Now I'm 11 points ahead.
Here's the hotline. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I'm downstairs.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How you doing?
We're doing okay.
One of the gals is here.
Good enough for me.
I'm going to take her upstairs and take her to the bathroom so she can change. So if you guys want to start thinking of heading down in a couple minutes, I think we'll be ready to go.
Lisa, she can change in the studio.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Shall I bring her to you?
That is a mic request.
I'm kidding, of course.
If she wants...
Mike, you want to meet us in the ladies' room on the main floor?
Yeah, I'll be down there in a minute.
All right, bye.
See you there. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, according to our fantasy football site, 5 girls are here. So...
Who knows?
No, but see, if I'm not guaranteed to win, that means all you have to do is... That means I'm only, like, one game ahead of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You love suckers bets. I'm not going there.
How is it a sucker's bet? I'm 0-6.
Yeah.
I'm the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, but you actually are doing your utmost to, to shake, rattle, and roll your team a little
bit. Yeah, and look what it's gotten me. Look what it's gotten me. Every week
I've
been there.
You know what? If I was like 3 games in front of you, I might bet.
Well, if you were 3 games in front, it wouldn't be fair.
Precisely.
But 2 games is fair.
I don't know. It depends on what the bet is.
Okay, well, let's see if anybody's got anything.
I mean, it's got to be something that's, that's tolerable.
Hi, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys, are you taking ideas for, possible things to bet?
Yeah.
How about the loser takes the Dennis Murphy challenge?
Oh. To kiss Dennis? No way.
Really?
No, that's worse than...
You're not confident enough in your masculinity that you could do the Dennis Murphy
challenge? No, I'm not confident about my gag reflex. Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Hygiene.
Hello, Don and Mike, I wouldn't kiss Dennis.
Jesus, I wouldn't kiss Dennis without tongue.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, a bet for the Fantasy Football League. No shaving, anything. Just you got to wear a dress to work with some makeup and a wig.
Mike loves that.
I do. You see me light up?
Yes, I did.
Why don't you just shut up with that?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just remembered.
Come on. Don and Mike's show.
You ruined it.
Hey,
I've got an idea about how you can pay off the bet.
I'd do that without betting.
Yeah.
The loser has to pump the winner's gas for the next 2 weeks.
Well, the bet won't be paid for 8 weeks, but I get where you're going with that. Hi, Don and Mike.
How about a topless slow dance with Tom Gavin?
A topless slow dance with Tom.
Yeah.
I might go for that.
I might
go for that.
I don't like that.
Okay. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how about the loser grow a mullet?
Well, I already had one. I mean, Jesus, until my wife cut my hair too.
And too long to pay off.
I already had one.
It's not immediate enough.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I know what you guys are going to do. Who loses the bet?
Yes, sir.
Eat a full-size jar of Price Club peanuts.
Ha, 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 ha. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Yeah, I have an idea for the bet.
Yes, sir.
I think if Mike loses, he should have to eat a pound of nuts.
Okay, the second guy now with us.
You know, hardy har har.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I got an idea for you guys to bet.
Yeah. I know. I always love that feeling when I've given someone a tape that's going to be used for the next 10 years.
Hardy, har, har. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, the idea for the bet. Why don't you guys both get loser gets his legs waxed.
Gets his legs waxed.
Legs waxed.
I don't have a lot of hair on my leg.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You don't. I do.
Sorry.
Jesus. I got a loom down there.
I got the legs like a 13-year-old boy.
I mean, mine aren't all that hairy, but there's hair there.
Don and Mike, hello.
Guys, the loser?
Yeah.
Should have to get some ass play.
Okay.
Oh, now you're talking to me.
That's for the winner.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
You're getting all charged up, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Don and Mike.
Buzz is getting all charged up, about ready to go out, down into his hot tub.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Loser has to wear the other guy's underwear for a week.
That's too gay.
That is gay.
That is gay. I mean,
you guys are gay.
We are gay, but that's gay.
I know you could hear for a second. This was me
thinking about it
with my little index card, actually contemplating wearing Mike's underwear. But the thing is, there would be no way to regulate.
I like the dress idea. I would be willing to bet you on that.
It's because you feel comfortable with women's.
Well, that's because birthday boy spilled the beans.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How about the loser wears their shirt backwards all day?
Oh, Jesus.
How about I F your mother real hard?
Only if you lose.
Hardy har har.
Hardy har har.
Don and Mike show. Uh-oh.
Yeah, how about the loser being a slave in Lisa Herndon's Playboy shoot?
Is a what?
As a slave to Lisa.
A slave?
As a Playboy shoot.
Slave? Slave? That'd be like something for the winner, not the loser. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, the winner has to give away his TiVo.
Oh, no way. TiVo's too important to me, sir.
All right.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yo, how about the loser sniffs the winner's anal vapor?
No, thank you.
We've been doing that for 18 years.
Don and Mike, hello. What?
Loser has to take a hot tub with Tom Gavin.
No way.
Yep.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Listen, that guy gave me an idea. I'll tell you something that would work for me, which would really, for me, be painful. If I had to go through an entire Sunday and could not watch football, you know, that would kill me.
It would.
You know, for me, that would kill me. And you know, you got my wife, who could make sure that she took me somewhere where I couldn't watch football. Because keep in mind, our fantasy season ends before the regular season is over.
Ah, right.
So I'm willing to offer that up for myself as something that would kill me. Because
I've done that before. We've had bets where you do one thing if you lose, and I do another thing if I lose.
Because that means everything to me on Sunday. I mean, that you know, I start with the stupid ESPN show at 11 a.m., and I go all the way through the Sports Center at 11:30 Sunday
night. Right.
All day, every game. I got the dish. I watch them all. But you got to come up with something that means as much to you.
Yeah. Or if somebody else comes up with an idea that it's more, you know.
Because you don't drink as much anymore now.
No.
And that would be something that would be hard to regulate anyway.
I'm also maybe, you know, taking a hiatus on that because I think it was one of the reasons my voice was in rough shape.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got a thing for your contest.
Or yeah.
How about spend a weekend in Sacramento?
You know what?
Now.
That is.
Now, wait.
That's a horrible bet.
You know, that might be the best.
It's too significant, though.
No. How about. No. I think that might be it. That might be it. The loser has to fly to Sacramento on Friday night after the show. Yeah, now hold on. And would have to, on Saturday, go to some various places in Sacramento.
And do an appearance?
A meet and greet, like Dennis would do.
Would have to go somewhere in Sacramento to meet our listeners somewhere, whether it's outside the state capitol, whether it's at a Carl's Jr., whatever. But the listener, the Friday after our fantasy football season is over, has to go to Sacramento that following Friday night.
You know what?
What?
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
No way.
Come on, that's a great one.
You won't be able, you couldn't live with me if I lost that bet. You know how I, you know what a good sport I was with the bet down at the gay bar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be a good sport. I'd be really, I wouldn't be as good a sport. Remember how I got when you dyed my hair black? How many bets have I lost?
What about if it was all Wichita?
No.
Wichita, neither one.
Neither one. You know why?
Why?
Because it's such a CF to get there.
I know that's what would make the bet.
Someday, maybe a more, you know what? Put that bet on the back burner for a more significant bet.
All right.
For a more significant bet. I am sorry that I'm being so difficult, but you have to remember, I'm not the one that's as hot to trot on this bet as you are.
Oh, I'm fine. If you want to back down.
I'm not going to back down. I'm just going to wait for the right bet.
Don and Mike.
You've done that before.
Don and Mike.
Yes?
When have I done that?
You've done that where you've waited for, like, the bet that you wanted. I mean, that's what we're both doing here. I mean, there's certain bets you want. There's certain bets I want.
I can't think of any, Farmer Brown.
What?
I can't think of any.
What, think of any bets?
Yeah, that I've backed out of.
No, I mean, what I'm saying, we have had discussions about bets over the years where we've gone back and forth on it.
Oh, okay.
And you vetoed some bet ideas.
All right, yeah, I thought you were saying there was a bet that I lost that I wasn't paying up.
No, never. No,
all right.
No, neither one of us has done that.
All right, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I think this is along the underwear thing. And I think one of your listeners did this for what would you do for tickets or something.
Are you talking about
underwear tea?
Underpants tea?
No. Underpants tea.
No, absolutely not.
Been done.
Not in a million years.
It's been done. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I got an idea for the bet.
Yeah.
Hey, it's got to be approved by Rob first. You there, Rob?
Yeah.
Question for you. Where's your craft detector now?
Oh, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Got something that'll last you for a few weeks in the winter months. Shaving the testicles by the woman of your choice.
I don't want my balls shaved.
I don't either.
No, thanks. Hello, Donna Mike. Although, no, Buzz will tell us it's great.
Can I get in on this bet?
Hello.
How about whenever, for one entire show, whenever the loser wants to speak, has to keep his hand in an ice bucket?
What is that?
What is that?
So, like, right now, you mean I'd have my hand in an ice bucket?
Exactly.
What's the point of that?
It's effing cold.
Something stupid. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, Radio Gods?
Hi there.
Got a great idea for the bet. How about the loser has to not shave his face for 7 days and then has it waxed off by Buzz?
Yeah, I got one.
All right, what?
Well, this is a variation on one we've done before, and I'd like to have... I wouldn't mind having an opportunity to just get even.
What?
The loser has to take Tom Gavin to dinner at the Palm restaurant.
No.
You wouldn't do it, huh?
No. No, it's not that I wouldn't do it. It's just that it's been done.
Well, no, I had lunch with him.
But it's been done, though.
Yeah, well, I want a chance to get back.
It's been done, though.
Because it was horrible.
Bless you. Excuse me. How about that? There you go. There's some germs for everybody. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Steve, Las Vegas.
Yeah, let's up the ante on the dress bet. Show up to a Super Bowl party at a sports bar.
Nah, that's too, you know, the Super Bowl is like in February. That's too long away.
And I there's about a 50-50 chance I'll end up doing that anyway.
Okay. Last call on this. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods. This is Sean in Green Bay.
Hi, Sean.
I've got it. The loser has to be one of the contestants in the next edition of Naked Trivia.
Strip trivia?
Naked trivia.
No way.
Loser has to be one of the contestants.
No.
No way.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Naked
trivia.
All right, listen. That's my offer to you, the Sacramento offer.
No.
And if you're not going to go with it, then I guess there'll be no bet. Because that's
we've never done that before where your idea with the bet is like, you know, if something comes along.
I'm saying those are the only terms.
If something comes along that you find more acceptable.
I can't think of anything that would be more unpleasurable for either of us
than
having to fly out to Sacramento alone and do an appearance alone without the other guy there. That is something that you have to admit for both of us.
Right.
If you want to think of one thing
no.
that would kill both of us.
I just don't.
That would.
I don't want to. I don't care. I don't want to take that chance. I have taken chances before. I'm a betting person. It's just too... And you know what?
What?
From the beginning, I am not confident in my team. I am not confident. I'm gloating, right. But I am not confident in my team to, okay. To you know, rattle off a string of robberies.
Okay, anyway. we got a break, a buzz. The girls are almost here.
Excellent.
Slow traffic on that.
Hold on a second.
I'll get ready.
Wait with the traffic, honey. Mm-hmm. I think in the next break, we're ready to go down to the hot tub.
I'm ready.
We got to get buzz in this hot tub, for goodness sake.
And I think one of the girls is here already.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, right. She's here. Hello, hot tub.
Is anybody down there at the hot tub?
Wendell?
Yo, what's up?
Oh, hey. Hi, dude.
Hey.
Wendell, where are you?
Right over here by the hot tub.
There he is, our engineer, Wendell Hall. Wendell, can you tell us the water temperature?
104 degrees.
Perfect.
It's a little little on the warm side. That's good.
104 degrees. And visibility?
Zero.
Because we have the area tarped off.
Yes, very nice.
Wind speed?
Zero also.
Wind speed, zero. And what are you smelling right now?
Cigarette smoke.
Are you having one?
Yes.
Oh, this is your dream. This is your dream gig. You get to stand outside.
Absolutely.
How many have you had since you've been down there?
Oh, 40, 50. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got a big 50,000 gallon ashtray.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you're going to get in there. They're going to be butts in there.
Oh, no.
All right, Smoot. We'll see you in a second.
Okie doke.
All right, Buzz, put your robe on, and right. We'll be down to celebrate Buzz's birthday in the hot tub right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Robinson's residence.
Jim, is this a bad time?
No, no, just dressing. Going to a charity to... What's happened?
Rats.
Are you serious? That is one tremendous step, Ross. Really tremendous. But tomorrow's fine. Absolutely. Well, come ahead. Now, we'll be in Connecticut the whole weekend. This is terribly exciting. I can't tell you how pleased I am that you thought to call me first.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of death.
Death can be an asset. Death tightens a company.
Does wonders for the sphincter, too.
No humps allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, enough about the bet. But I guess it's not going to happen. Let's go live to the hot tub.
Hello.
In the garage.
Hello.
Radio station WJFK. Here is Bobo.
You too.
Bobo Spiewak. Hi, Rob.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Fine. Now, is Buzz there yet?
Buzz is here, and he is dressed like a 1930s lifeguard.
Oh, God, I can't wait. What does he have, like the old Popeye the Sailor Man bathing suit on?
You know what? Now that I see him closer, he's got black trunks and a black, like, wife beater, but from a distance, it looks like a one piece.
He's got a wife beater on.
It's really great.
Is he going to go into the water with his T-shirt on?
Are you going to go in the water with your T-shirt on, Buzz?
Not necessarily, but that's open to discussion.
All right.
We're going to start with the shirt.
I tell you what, this is very...
see where we go from there.
Very dangerous right now for about the next 2 minutes on the show. What I'm going to do is pass off the Bridge of the Enterprise to Joe Ardinger.
Right.
And you're going to hear Joe conversing with Rob.
Very good.
While Mike and I go down to the garage.
Do you want me to run ahead?
Hello, Joe.
No need. We should walk together.
Okay, very good.
And goodbye, all.
Joe? Hello.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Just fine.
You know, it's really good that we're actually speaking, because you were a part of the hot tub culture that surfaced in the mid-70s, weren't you?
I sure was. And what do you think of the setup down there today?
I think it's lovely, Joe. I think the plants are very nice. And what really needs to be said is that one of the plants has two American flags in it, because below all this, there is still patriotism afloat.
How is Buzz in the tub yet?
Buzz is not in the tub yet. Let me ask what Buzz's thoughts are at this time. Buzz, How are you feeling?
I feel great, especially now that I've met the lovely Nicole from Amazing Entertainment. Nicole is blonde and voluptuous and wearing a, sort of a white thong bikini.
Mm.
And I'm pretty excited about climbing into the hot tub. And now I see someone else has arrived, another blonde.
Wow, we're lousy with blondes. We got them coming and going. And hey, Joe.
Yes, Rob.
Here's really good news. Guess who I can see?
Who?
Don and Mike.
Hey, they're there. That is good news. Go ahead and hand it off
boy,
to them.
Isn't this lovely down here?
Hi, everybody. And, Buzz?
Hi, Buzz.
Happy birthday to you, Buzz. Happy birthday, and what is your name?
Nicole.
And Nicole, you are from?
AmazingEntertainment.com?
Right?
Yes. Yes. Don't nod, it's radio, so yeah.
She's a little shy.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I got it.
Who, you got it, Rob?
A prettier Catherine O'Hara from SCTV.
You're right.
Younger.
What was about Catherine O'Hara with you?
Damn right.
Good reason.
All right, well, Buzz, if you wouldn't mind,
pop in.
Get in your hot tub.
All right.
This is where Buzz will be celebrating his birthday for the rest of the show today.
This is my ladder for getting in.
Here we go. And, Buzz, you do have the old man.
I do.
Bathing
should I lose
suit.
The shirt? What do you think?
You should, yeah, I think all lose right. The shirt. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, he's got to take his shirt off.
Conservative show, so.
All right. Hey, look at me. Hey.
All right.
Not much scarring.
Yeah, no. Not much.
Ah.
All right.
Oh, man, this is perfect.
Would you?
Hey, Buzz, can I tell you
would
something?
Would you like to join Buzz? All right, very good.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
You have to go number one. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, this
all right,
it's
go
safe.
Ahead.
It's chlorinated.
I always do.
I know.
How's the water?
Look, it's perfect. It couldn't be better.
Is it just ducky?
It's absolutely perfect. This is great.
And now we have the young girl, Nicole, right next to Buzz.
Yes. Oh, she seems to be digging you, Buzz.
She's sat right next to me, isn't that
Nicole,
nice?
is this a dream of yours to be in a hot tub with Buzz Burbank?
Yeah.
Yes, of course it is.
Oh, very nice.
She's such a good liar.
Do you have some oil?
Yes, because this chlorine can be very drying to the skin.
We can't have oil.
Do you want your snorkel?
Yeah, I'm going to need that. Thank you.
All right.
Buzz is in a hot tub right now with Nicole, and, you know, far be it from me to be the director of this, but as I look at this beautiful couple
right.
In the hot tub, you know what I'm noticing?
What?
Nicole has her top on.
Yeah. Nicole,
yeah.
Would you like to get more comfortable in the hot tub? She said okay.
She says,
I think
okay.
She's,
she said yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Right, wonderful.
Nicole is very shy.
Right. Absolutely. It looks like Nicole is going for the top right now.
And
it's off. Oh,
there you go. Okay. Thank you, Nicole. Wow.
She hands the top to Don.
Wow.
That is great.
There you go, Ann.
There it is,
now
Buzz.
This is like home.
Now it's on Buzz's head.
Do you two kids like to play with the beach ball?
This is where I belong.
There you go.
This is great.
Is there anything better than a newsman with discarded swimwear on his head?
He has Nicole's bikini top on his head.
This is the Buzz Burbank birthday show, we should point out. That's why Buzz is recreating in this lovely hot tub.
We're just getting started, and this is already the best birthday ever.
Hold on, Mike, did you turn the jets off?
Yes, I did.
Turn them back on, please.
Sorry, it's easier to see with the jets off.
All right.
Okay, that's why I turned them off.
Nicole, would you stand up for a second?
There he is. She's standing
up. Mind?
Oh, it's going to be chilly. Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! Fantastic. Wendell enjoying himself.
Wendell Hall, the man who was there, our engineer. Wendell, how would you describe this scene that you're seeing right now?
It's one of the things that causes me to love my gig.
Wendell's funny. Can smoke cigarettes down here and stare at a naked lady in the hot tub.
Is this almost surreal?
No, it's very, very real.
It's very, very real. Have you ever had this fantasy? I can tell you that I have. Buzz and a topless, beautiful girl in a hot tub, and Buzz has the top to her bathing suit draped over his head.
All except for the Buzz part, yeah.
Hey, Buzz, would you like me to bring you your Diet Mountain Dew Code Red?
I really could go for a sip of lovely beverage right about now.
Nicole, can we get you a beverage? Hey, they appear to be floating. That's wonderful.
Like that Letterman bit. Well, they float.
Hey, this Nicole, quick. Catch. Oh. One of the big, giant balls has fallen out.
Nicole, is this your chocolate milk over here? All right, let me get it for you.
Who brings chocolate milk to a hot tub party?
Nicole, are you a big fan of the chocolate milk? Very good.
Yes.
Nicole's not long on verbiage. Now, Buzz, in moments, we're going to have another lady joining you. Oh, she's on her way now. Here she comes.
How's that chocolate milk?
Great.
Good and for you.
Please enjoy the chocolate milk.
And, now here comes Lisa with another girl to join the party.
Oh,
thank you.
Happy birthday. Enter and sign in, please. What's your name?
Brandy,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Just peachy. She just put something in my pocket.
And Brandy, are you from the same place?
Amazing Entertainment.
AmazingEntertainment.com. Well, please hop in the pool.
Hands to yourself,
another blonde.
Pat her ass right in my face.
Bikini.
You know, it's so tempting, Mike, with these girls.
Oh, and she's sitting on Buzz's lap. Brandy seems to be very, very eager to please Buzz.
Hi, Brandy. Why, thank you. That's so nice.
Oh, look at that. That's so wonderful.
Wish me happy birthday.
That is great. Now the girls are really seeming to get into...
Hey, girls, you know what would be great on the radio? How about a splash fight? Would you girls both just splash water on Buzz?
That's fine.
Splash him. Really splash him.
Oh, thanks. I needed that.
No, but
it's... More. I deserve it.
Eyes.
Give me more. No, give him more.
Bad boy.
I've been very bad.
Can we spank him?
Yes, you can spank him.
You can spank him.
Don't you want to get out of that top you're in?
I'm squirting Brandy with
all
a squirt gun.
Well, you have a whip. Can we whip you for your birthday or a belt?
That's not the usual hot tub activity, but sure.
How old are you? Like 29?
Oh.
65.
Flattery will get you every... Oh, Brandy seems to really like Buzz.
She is all hands.
That is terrific.
I like his tattoo.
Oh, thank you.
Very sexy.
Very, very nice. Yeah, it's macho, isn't it?
Brandy is... Brandy's going to take her top off now.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. There they... Would you like the squirt gun?
Sure.
There you go. We got a bunch of them.
More discarded swimwear.
One around my neck and one on my head.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
So, Buzz, is this heaven?
Yeah, this is heaven, Don. Thank you. This is the best birthday ever.
What are you doing tonight for your birthday?
Oh, dear.
I don't know. The evening's young.
Okay.
The options are open.
You know, Buzz is a swinger.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a swinger.
I went to a swinger party once. I did. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. It was a little weird because I'd never been to one, but it was fun.
And the people were nice.
They were great.
Yeah. Oh, the nicest. Yeah. You meet the nicest people at swingers parties.
And the best looking.
That's right.
You know what? You've not lived until you've seen Buzz in a hot tub shirtless.
Absolutely.
Surrounded with two topless girls. I love it.
You do have a... Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can still sit on his lap.
It's my birthday.
No, that's all right. It's perfectly acceptable.
They have an open marriage.
Most of you are shy. I have, like, my bag of stuff,
Oh, look good.
Oh, you have your bag of stuff?
I'm not that shy.
Where's your bag?
It's with the lady that's behind the glass. I don't remember her name. Yeah.
Colette has the bag.
There's, like, blow pops and stuff in there. I don't know.
Blow pops?
You would actually have to, like, get out of the hot tub and lay down for a blow pop. Have you ever had a blow pop?
I don't believe I have.
Has anybody on the show ever had a blow pop?
Somebody asked.
Do you know what a blow pop...
At least not by that name. I might recognize it as something else.
But, you know, I see no reason why we couldn't, like, put some toys in the tub.
Sure.
And watch them dissolve.
Here's some in my bag.
Where's your bag?
She's going to get her bag.
Colette was left holding the bag.
I brought my Spice Channel beach ball, but I can see that's not what they have in mind.
Is that really a Spice Channel beach ball?
Yes, it is.
What do you want to do? Maybe we should converse.
That's pretty funny. What do you want to do?
I have like the double-ended. Yeah, I have two of those in the car.
Brandy, is that a gecko on your shoulder? Is that a gecko?
Yeah.
Lovely little. Do you have any other tattoos anywhere?
That's it.
All right.
Oh, hold on.
Lisa's bringing the bag.
We have your bag now.
Okay.
Oh, it must be in the purple bag.
All right. What do you need out of this?
Does he want a
blow pop? Oh, I don't know, honey. We don't know what a blow pop is.
Now, at least a lighting down.
Blow pop, but he's got to lay down.
Got to lay down inside or outside the pool.
Probably outside, because I have to, like, sit over his face, and, like, I actually need, like, a foundation to stand on.
Really?
And the last
you just take
time
your time.
I did this, somebody practiced.
You root around inside that bag as long as you want to.
All right, hold
on. It's kind of fun to watch.
All right.
Look at all these lollipops that you have there.
No problem. There you go.
All right.
All right, there's the outfit.
Hold on, there's...
That's your clothed outfit, right? Your non-bikini outfit.
I need
what are we looking for?
My toys.
Your toy? You're looking for your toys right now? Okay.
Yeah, it's somewhere in here.
Dildo Day.
Oh,
Dildo
dear.
Day.
This is going to be a show.
Dildo Day.
Wow.
Not that shy.
No, he's not shy at all.
Okay.
Not our Buzz.
Hey, why don't you smack him with that thing?
Yeah, smack him with the
smack
door.
Him in the face with that.
No, I don't want to be smacked in the face.
Smack him with the Ildo Day.
X-Men.
I like to be smacked with it.
Do you have a name for your ildo?
The dildo's name is Richard. Dick.
I'm putting down my squirt gun now.
And why don't you go ahead and take that and just tap Buzz with it.
Listen. That is gay.
That's great.
What is she doing, Buzz?
I don't know. Something under the water with it. I'm not sure.
Oh, my. Oh,
hey,
dear.
Wow.
Seems to be quite a bit of hanky-panky going on in the hot tub.
Yeah, we may have to turn out these underwater lights.
Oh, dear. Now she's
the girls
whispering
are
in Nicole's ear. Brandy and Nicole are planning something.
You ready, girls?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, I'm looking down. It appears, yes.
They're taking
off. The bottoms are coming off.
They're taking off their underpants.
Round of applause. Bravo.
They just won't stay on.
Now, Buzz, you're in the hot tub with
the water is
two
getting warmer.
Beautiful naked women.
Yes, I am.
They asked me what I want to do. I want to stay here the rest of the show.
Buzz, you're going to.
Yes.
Oh, and now they're going to do the Ildo Day trick.
Two-sided, and it's kind of like underwater.
It's
a double header.
Oh, and no astroglide.
There's anything I can do to help.
There seem to be
an astroglide. I have some in the car.
does the water seem to be hindering the ability to...
Hey, Buzz, can you work it in and out? Like, take your two fingers and, like,
Buzz will take his fingers...
Do it good because we don't have any astroglide. We need some natural wetness going on. So make it good.
Someone slipped off.
You made it fall out.
Sorry. So just a little bit or a whole lot? What am I doing?
Nice and slow.
Nice and
work
slow.
Your way into it,
Buzz,
baby.
Buzz, where's that hand of yours?
I don't know how much of this is making it on the air, but I'm telling you, this is the greatest show I have ever heard.
Inch double
in
it, we might be able to go a little faster, but it's a little hard. Yeah. 18 inches long.
Well, I'm holding it the best I can. Buzz is doing a yeoman's job. Thank you. So this is what yeomen do.
So now both girls are naked, legs akimbo, and Buzz's hands... What?
Not that great of a job.
I'm sorry. Tell me what I need to do.
Okay, well, we need to get closer.
All right, they're going to get a little closer. So that my hand is right between
what
them.
What do we need to do
it's
to
okay.
make this happen?
What are you doing, Buzz? Tell me what you're doing right now.
Well, I'm holding their beach toy, Don, while they slide around on it.
We need to get out of the way. He can't even see it. All he can do is feel.
Yeah.
See,
yes, that would be nice. And then you won't have that annoying coordinated walk.
How about you just,
Oh,
everybody's getting out now.
Everybody seems to be getting out of the tub now.
Yeah.
Hey, did you notice, does Buzz
sporting?
All I'm saying is Buzz might need to just stay sitting down. That's all I was saying.
Buzz have a Woody?
Oh,
God damn, Buzz.
Right now, now we seem to be arranging the towels.
All right, when we have...
Let's not knock
hold
over
on.
The Mountain Dew.
Now,
Buzz, you want another hit on
yes,
your...
Yes, I do.
You need to get out here?
Wendell directing.
All right. Now, Mike, we have the girls getting out of the hot tub now.
We're not sure what's happening.
It's going to be...
We need, like, towels on the floor, and he's going to come sit with us, because he needs to see what's going on. Okay.
Right. We're momentarily done getting out of the hot tub. What's the matter, Wendell?
The two naked girls.
Why?
Why? There's a problem with people looking in and seeing what's going on down here.
Oh, I see. We're guarding. Right.
Now, Buzz.
He's watching. Well, he's very comfortable. Oh, my. There we are.
These girls are taking the doubleheader.
Oh, watch out. Buzz splashed on
them. Oh, baby. I didn't know that you had it pierced. Did that hurt?
Yeah, that hurt.
Did it?
Yeah, but it makes it better now.
It does?
Yeah.
The sex?
Yeah.
Buzz, how about, can Buzz help here?
Yeah, Buzz can help. Right.
He's like this?
Move it back and forth real slow at first.
All right. Buzz, what are you doing?
Well, I'm moving it back and forth real slow at first.
Okay, I like this, baby.
Buzz is being quite
mature. Yeah, I don't want to hurt anybody. All right, all right. She's telling me don't be afraid to hurt anybody.
Oh, my.
Right. That's not that slow, you know.
Are you a gentleman?
Yes, usually.
Are your hands shaking?
No.
Like when you have sex, you all out like, or do you, like, are you...
Well, it varies.
Love or
I think
both.
Randy's a naughty girl.
It varies wildly. Both.
Yeah. Is your hand going to sleep yet?
No. No, it's not. My hand's as awake as it's ever been.
Anything else
away? Wow. You're on the receiving end of this. Well, actually, you're both on the receiving end, but you're really on the receiving end.
Are you okay?
Is that my foot? Is it hurting you?
What happened, Nicole?
Everything's fine.
Everything's okay?
You realize you're on the floor of a parking garage?
Yes.
Again?
It's a career dream come true, isn't it?
Hey, is there any oil coming up?
Oh, it fell out again.
That seems to be more your problem.
It fell out again. You know what I think? I think we're going to break.
Very good.
I think we're going to break, and we're going to let Buzz continue whatever Buzz is going to continue to do with the two girls down here.
Absolutely. They're going to have fun in and out of the hot tub.
I don't know how much of that made it on the air, how much of that got dumped out.
I think we're going to find out. We'll find out.
We'll go find out. But Buzz, happy birthday.
Why, it couldn't be happier. Thank you.
Enjoy your stay down here, Buzz.
What, honey?
It's a blow pop.
Blow pop.
Okay, well, we got them right there.
We're going to take a break.
In your bag. Take a break. And girls, you get back in the hot tub with Buzz.
Okay.
Enjoy, relax. You've got the whole show.
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
And why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop moralizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What are you, crazy?
The Don and Mike Show. They says bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz is one sick, lucky bastard.
He is indeed. He is wallowing in the hot tub right now.
We're back upstairs in the studio. Meanwhile, down in the cold, damp, stanky basement,
they're heating it up.
Buzz is in the hot tub with the two girls from AmazingEntertainment.com. Buzz's hot tub, courtesy Hot Spring Spa of Washington. Call 703-359-2807. Mention the Don and Mike Show and receive a free gift.
All right.
Now, can Buzz hear us? If we're back up here.
Hey, Don and Mike, I can't quite hear you. And let me just say that Brandy and Nicole are very naughty girls. Really?
What have they been...
I tried to explain that fire can't burn underwater, and yet they tried to put one out on my lap anyway.
My question for you you guys listening was, were you able to get a sense...
of what was going on?
What was happening?
Because there was plenty of activity in that hot tub.
I mean, there was Buzz in the tub, Buzz out of the tub, the girls in the tub, the girls out of the tub. Were you able to get a sense... Hello? Turn your radio down. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? You guys figured out what the blow pop is yet?
No, Buzz, have you figured out what the blow pop is?
No, I haven't. I'm dying to find out.
I had one of those last year.
Brandy's getting out of the hot tub now to go get one. And,
Brandy
and that's
seems,
a show in itself.
Brandy seems to be a very enthusiastic performer.
Yeah. What is it, sir? Tell us without using bad language.
Buzz is going to lay down on his back. They're going to put the blow pop in his mouth. He's going to hold on to it with his teeth.
Ah, now I understand. You know what?
Sticking out.
I totally understand what's going on.
Yeah, he's going to play a song or whatever. Or he's going to.
Or the blow pop is going to be hidden.
Brandy says there are two ways to do it.
There are two ways to do it.
Come lay down.
All right. I've been summoned. I'm going to go
different ways.
Sounds like Brandy's getting Buzz out of that hot tub. Some of these parlor games just simply don't work underwater. Right now,
I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Yes.
How does that son of a bitch stay married?
Ah, it's pretty amazing.
It's a miracle, ain't it?
Oh, I didn't know you could hear us.
And now,
I got the raffle tickets wet.
Oh, raffle tickets.
Raffle tickets.
Okay, I now have a Tootsie Roll Pop in my mouth by the stick.
Mm.
Okay, it's a blow pop.
Blow pop.
Yes, they do.
Are you lying down, Buzz?
I am, and now Brandy is enjoying the candy portion of the blow pop while I hold the stick in my mouth.
Is she putting it in her?
She was tasting it. She was moistening it, if you will.
Moistening it, if you will.
Now it's going somewhere else.
Really?
Is it going in a good place or a bad place?
A good place.
They both be good places as far as Buzz is concerned. Did it break? Did the Tootsie Roll? Is it a Tootsie Roll or a Tootsie Pop?
They were making me talk.
Buzz?
Sorry.
Blow yes, Pop. What?
Is it a Tootsie Roll or a Tootsie Pop?
No, it's a Blow Pop because I'm informed that Tootsie Roll Pops have ridges that are uncomfortable.
Mike, it's the Blow Pop by Charm.
One of those Charms Blow Pops.
Now I've got to get up, and she's going to show me a different way.
Well, right.
That's because they were making me talk. I'm sorry.
They were making me talk.
That's the bad guys.
They're making me talk.
Making me talk.
They're forcing me to talk.
Otherwise, I'd be your total surrogate right now.
Otherwise, you'd do anything.
Otherwise, you could dominate me.
What's the other way, Buzz?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Now Brandy's lying on her back.
Yes.
And is finding a different way to enjoy the blow pop.
I love it. You know, this gives us kind of the perspective of how we communicate it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys rock. And that's for you, Tim.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, good show. I'm getting all of it in Wichita.
Okay, you're getting all of it?
Yes.
Getting all of it, huh?
All right, thank you.
Yeah. I think Buzz is getting all of it, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I heard what was happening, and I am not happy.
Oh, it's Jorge.
Jorge.
Get away from those whores, Buzz.
Oh, dear. Jorge, are you upset?
Yes, I am very upset.
Do you have a birthday greeting for Buzz, Jorge?
Yes, but now I am upset, and I am going to shoot him because I am his love sniper.
Oh, now, Jorge, that's not funny.
Buzz, I want to shoot you in the face with my love gun.
No, thank you, Jorge. I'm currently occupied.
Buzz, what would Marcia do?
Don't bring her into this.
Jorge.
Buzz, why are you with those two women? Is Marcia's vag all dry?
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right.
Jorge. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Does Buzz have a new blow pop in his mouth yet?
Buzz, do you have a blow pop in your mouth?
Not anymore. I did have earlier.
Really? Are you back in the water?
No, we're about to get back in the water because I'm about to get my Cat O' Nine Tails spanking.
Oh, well, there we go. Yeah, boy, do I wish we were downstairs for this.
Love to see that.
The next time he puts something in his mouth, I was hoping you could have him say, in sports.
Buzz has the fans calling now.
He does.
He's got his segment of the audience.
Buzz will be doing the news and comments from the hot tub with the girls today.
Yes, by the end of that, his news copy will simply be shredded. And it sounds like, what's going on now, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm getting back in the hot tub.
He's getting back in the hot tub.
Okay, well, let's use your belt. Can I have your belt?
No, the whip is better.
But I hear belts.
Andy is calling for a belt, but Nicole insists that the whip, the Cat O' Nine Tails, is better.
Cat O' Nine Tails.
I've now been instructed to assume the position.
Oh, fantastic. That's a pot of gold.
Let's go to Eddie in New Jersey. Eddie. Well, we just lost him.
Oh, man.
Don and Mike. Hello, Mike.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I'm sure Buzz's having a great time and all, but you're missing one vital thing here.
What's that?
You gotta get Buzz some smoke down there.
To make it the dream birthday?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, thank you, my friend.
Give, brother.
Buzz. Buzz the free spirit. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Nicole. May I have another? Thank you, Nicole. May I have another?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Nicole. May I have another? Ouch, but good. Hey,
good.
No. The pants stay on.
Oh, my.
Ouch.
Oh, what the heck, Buzz?
But good ouch.
Someone send a tape of this to Bill O'Reilly immediately.
Nicole is enjoying this way too much.
Yeah, really?
Her face. But then come to think of it, so am I.
Oh, my.
That really did her.
This is Buzz's beautiful bodacious babe birthday in the hot tub.
Jesus.
His bathtub birthday.
He's being spanked now with a cat on nine tails.
Sounds like he's getting it again.
That really hurts on the right leg.
Oh, God.
They're hitting the leg?
I'm going to have marks
there
for weeks.
There are definitely marks.
Oh, yeah.
There are marks.
No,
we just want to see the marks.
These girls are just crazy about Buzz.
These wild foxes.
Actually, I have welts, ladies and gentlemen.
You have welts. Fantastic. Evidence.
These crazy vixens that we found.
We found the right two.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, now Brandy has the belt, the leather belt.
Oh, a belt?
They're going to take the belt to you?
She wants to know if I like asphyxiation.
Oh, yeah.
How does she know you do?
This could be my last broadcast.
Buzz is a big fan of that auto asphyxiation thing.
This is usually what I usually do this, and I usually, like, if they try to get out of line, then I just pull, like, harder.
The belt around the neck.
Yeah.
Do you have the belt? Is the belt around?
There are 6 million witnesses. I just want you to know that.
Is the belt around your neck now, Buzz?
If you're gonna,
oh, my God, the belt is around his neck.
Not getting out of line.
No.
Listen to him, though.
So, Buzz, let me see if I've got this mental picture. The belt is around your neck right now?
Yes, Brandy is sitting on my lap and has the belt around my neck.
He's being punished.
And, he's being
bad for something, I'm sure.
She's having trouble sitting still.
Really?
Really? Jesus Christ, Buzz.
Buzz, you sound like you're having too much fun.
Oh, there's no such thing as too much fun.
Now, what's Nicole doing while Brandy sits on your lap?
Nicole is right behind Brandy, wiping down.
Wiping what down?
Because hygiene is important.
Ah, very good. Very
wiping
important.
Wiping down their areas?
Well, no, just all over. It's just freshening up.
Freshening up. Okay.
She wants to look her best.
And you still have the belt around your neck?
I do.
And what's she doing now?
Brandy is being nice with it. She
Hey, Brandy.
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you like that?
Brandy.
Oh, you know what? Now we found something. All three of us.
I wanted to ask Brandy a question.
Here's what I think we're gonna do. You know, sometimes during a great sporting event, when the announcers just say,
"Yes,
we're just going to be quiet." I believe that's what we're going to do right now. We're just going to be quiet.
Very good.
And allow everyone to enjoy the moment.
Let's just listen.
Like
exactly
it.
As we are.
Like
if you have anything to say,
sure.
You'll whisper.
I don't know if I
like
it done to me, but I like to do it. Like to
yeah, well,
I like
you know.
To bite it. Yeah.
No, it's gentle, though. I'm
no,
very
I like
tender.
To hurt you. I like it done to me. Though.
Yeah, all right. Okay. But the, yes. But I'm not allowed to do that.
You can do it if you want, just a little bit.
Oh, dear.
Just a little bit.
That's,
look, he's being a good boy.
We're on the radio.
I know, he's being a good boy. He is a good boy. So
yes.
Whoever your wife is, she's a good husband.
Well, I don't know about that. The jury's out on that. Hello, Tim. I couldn't be better. Thank you. Thank you. That's Tim. He's a sailor.
We're listening to live coverage of Buzz's birthday blowout. There was talk of biting of the nipples. I believe Brandy asked
Buzz. I'm not hearing anything from upstairs.
He
are
would
they
bite
still doing a show?
The nipples and Buzz refused. Buzz has a leather belt around his neck right now.
Oh, yeah.
In the hot tub with two naked girls. Now, back to the action.
Wow, that's very nice, girl. Thank you. A little more wine, my dear. Oh, man. Happy birthday to me. Wow. I like this belated thing.
Yeah. It works out well. My birthday's coming up.
Oh, yeah? When?
In November. November 24th.
Ah. We'll have to set this up again.
Yes. But I don't want to be spanked. I want to spank you.
I think we should just leave the hot tub here all the time.
Yeah.
Every day. Let every day be my birthday.
So do you have to do the news today since you're
on
the hot
tub? Yeah, in fact, you guys are going to join me. I'm going to do the news from right here in the hot tub. And you'll be, you know, sitting here like this, and I'll be reading a wet copy.
Oh. So what's new?
I have no idea. Fortunately, not a lot so far.
Brandy?
Huh?
Brandy, is Buzz enjoying himself?
I think so.
Oh, immensely.
I think so.
Brandy, is there any way you could give us a confirmation on that?
Just a test to see if Buzz is enjoying himself?
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
He's in the water.
So you know what happens when you get in the water. Shrinkage.
Shrinkage. I might be a little self-conscious, what with you guys listening in.
Yeah. Just pretend we're not here.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's what we've decided to do, Buzz. We're going into golf commentary where the action is so great, it doesn't need an announcer.
And we know that the listeners must be enjoying this because we're certainly enjoying listening to it.
I have Nicole on one arm and Brandy on the other, and they're both completely naked, and we're sitting here in the hot tub, and I couldn't be happier.
Very good.
And
why don't you kids splash around a little bit, and we'll just listen. Go ahead and play in the water.
You're listening.
Splash me.
You're listening to the Buzz Birthday Bonanza.
No, I love
exclusively
it.
On Don and Mike.
Is it burn your eyes?
No.
Oh, okay.
Fine. My eyes are fine. My eyes have never been better.
For now. Your pants are, like, blowing up.
Yeah, they're ballooning up. Oh, yes. Down pants. Oh, my.
I wish they're up from something.
So, Nicole.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Oh, that's out.
I don't know.
Well, she bruised herself on the whip?
No, it's a black. The
previous injury?
The dye from the whip.
Oh, from the whip.
So
yeah.
It's ripping on
yeah.
me.
Yeah. The leather stain.
That's why I was cleaning myself off.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, you look fine.
Clean from the whip.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got a small audience here, so.
He should have his privacy.
Yeah, I'm not.
You weren't shy. I called
well,
you for you shy.
All right, Buzz,
said, no.
You're on your own.
I'm not shy around you guys. I'm shy in front of other people.
Well, who's down there, Buzz?
You should get naked, too.
Buzz, who's observing?
Whoever was, they left.
All right. Hey, Buzz,
naked.
You know, I think it's important to rat out the culprits, on the staff that come to see you.
I actually couldn't see because the light is just blinding me in the eyes. Whoever it was behind the light. So
hey,
I,
Buzz?
Yes?
I was just seeing if you could hear me.
Wendell?
Yeah.
Who was it, Wendell?
Chris Owens.
Oh, all right.
He knows who it was.
Who was the Tim?
The
was
far
it?
Corner of the garage.
Was it Tim McWilliams?
Someplace, you know, sometimes.
Was it Tim?
Oh, it was Cameron. It was Cameron, guys.
It wasn't there, but I thought Buzz said hi to Tim.
He's on my back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if there's really the tool in.
Yeah. Like, you're not taking the wind down
here? No, not so much.
You hear his program?
Not right now.
Wendell just turned the program down.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many other things going on.
Yeah. I'm turning the program down.
Well, then he'll know.
No, he won't.
Ah, this is the life, isn't it?
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Have you used the snorkel yet?
No, I haven't. That's an excellent idea.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, why don't you use the snorkel, Buzz?
Thank you, Wendell.
And then, Buzz.
Yes.
When you use the snorkel, talk to us through the snorkel.
Yeah, make like the blah, 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 blah,
okay.
Sounds.
All right. All right.
Yeah,
he's
pretty good at talking to things in his mouth.
Okay, I'm going on this.
Okay. Wendell.
Where's he going?
When he comes back up, turn the monitor off and tell him he's going to break.
Right.
I'm going
to
turn
are
our microphone
off. Are you
going
to take that out? The view down here is great.
Can you see? Can you open your eyes underwater?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
Fantastic. I guess you could say I'm on a sea hunt.
You're on a sea hunt?
Yeah.
You like
an old TV show. Sure, who doesn't?
Well, this is relaxing.
Yes, it is.
I'm gonna need a nap if this is over.
We may have to take a nap.
Yeah, we have to go and take a nap.
Hello, Brandy. Hello, Nicole.
You want to cuddle with us, though?
Yes, I like that. Hot tubs are all about closeness, don't you think?
Of course. It would be kind of strange if you were in here and we were all the way over there.
No, that wouldn't be good.
Unless, of course, we were over there. We were only over there for our...
Yes, you were putting on a show for me. Would you like to put on a show for me?
Yeah.
Put on a little show. A little show. Oh, I like
well,
the
nervous. We kind of did.
The nervous giggling. Yes, a little bit. Yes, that's true. But, only a little. Brandy and Nicole are now putting on a show for me. Oh, it's a good show, too. It's the best kind of show. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Oh. I'm getting a show.
Yes, you are.
You're interrupting me.
I'm sorry.
Well, Brandy and Nicole are now kissing.
I don't know if I can do this so nice, like the water.
Really?
To go on the water.
It's trickier with water, especially chlorinated water. Right? Brandy and Nicole are now plotting something.
Okay. It doesn't matter. You might actually put your hands out there and like your legs up.
They're giving each other instructions.
I enjoy. Rob. Well, I'm sure I will too.
Tell them they're off the air, Rob.
Oh, this is a great show. Oh, man. Don, Mike, everyone involved, thank you.
Does that hurt?
Rob's coming back.
And the good news is it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't feel weird.
No, it doesn't feel weird. It feels fine.
You have a very nice ear.
Thank
How
you.
How long have you had it done?
Hey, Buzz?
About a year.
Buzz, can you hear us?
How long was it sore?
All right.
About a week.
Good. Rob just went down and turned off the thing.
Good.
Skyline.
What was Wendell doing?
Oh, I want to go.
Wendell was actually miking that.
Well, I cry.
Oh, okay.
No, you won't cry. It just hurts.
Did you say that we went to break, Rob?
For like 1 second.
He doesn't know. He doesn't care.
Yeah, he does know because he's talking like he knows.
Don't tell him now that we went to break.
Which Brandy is now studying up close.
All right, so now Buzz cannot hear us.
And now you'll hear Rob go down and tell Buzz we've gone to break.
I was going
to
have a heart attack.
See, Mike and I are whispering.
Oh, we've had our first accident.
I sent Rob A down there.
Are you okay?
First, I had Lisa on the cell phone calling Wendell, telling him to turn off the monitor.
Yes.
I think Wendell was a little distracted.
The filter lid and
I broke it right here.
Everything's fine.
You're going to hear Rob down there shortly.
We're not supposed to.
We want to hear Rob saying.
We're really sitting where
you've gone to break. That's all you wanted for 10 minutes.
Do what you got to do, man. You know?
I was waiting.
When
we
break,
is
there
a
way
to get that mic closer when we come back next time?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good, Rob. All right, so now we get the real doings.
Sorry about that. Poor girl.
Let's see how shady.
Guys, we have 9 minutes here. Do you guys need a break? Sure. I mean, can we? Yeah, thank you.
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
Is he getting out?
He's probably fleeing. We're such pranksters. You're listening to Buzz in the Tub. Thinking he's not on the radio.
Well done, Rob.
Like a
so what's he doing down there with him? Robbie, what's he
yeah,
doing
what's going
down
on?
The water is cloudy.
It is. No, it's not.
No, they've got one mic sort of like over him on a boom.
Right.
And Wendell was miking.
What's going on when you like stumbled upon them?
They were nursing.
Thank you, Rob.
Not to be too clinical, but
right,
that's what
but
that's was going
fine.
On.
The girls were nursing each other.
And Buzz was just watching and Wendell was miking it.
Was Wendell in the tub?
Wendell was wearing a country top.
Now, it sounds kids. Like they may be out of the water now.
Yeah, I've never been hit. I mean, there's no
way we can do anything else. You have to really listen
hard. We're really eavesdropping.
We're kind of doing the hidden microphone.
Now we're really in potentially bad territory.
Right. It's okay. No, just kidding.
Lisa, why don't you go down and ask him if there's anything they need before we come back from the break?
Just fascinating. You seem to be still within microphone range.
I don't hear Buzz, though.
Where is Buzz? Buzz is back. He's taking a nap. Buzz has passed away. He sleeps with the fishes.
Just waiting for Lisa to go down there.
When I was down there, one of the girls, I think it was Brandy, was holding a mirror under Buzz's nose. So I don't know what that means.
Now, Wendell has left the scene, too, which
that's a good sign.
Creates the illusion.
All right, here comes Lisa. You know, we're not going to get our dream of Buzz saying, like, girls, now that we're off the air.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
We have 9 minutes.
Service me.
Service me.
Me. That's the way I like it.
Because I'm Buzz.
Buzz.
I'm Buzz. I'm aroused.
Beep, beep.
For Hendrick Honda, I'm Buzz Brain.
Don't bring a client into this channel.
Sorry. Sorry.
God, no.
Couldn't help myself.
All jurors are requested to strike that from their memory. All right, we're not going to get much more.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man.
Good eavesdropping, though.
That was fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Good eavesdropping. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
This is Dan from Ticonderoga, New York.
Hi, Dan.
I wrote an email this weekend to Craig Wilson. Just out of curiosity, see what he'd say about you guys reading his articles on the radio, right?
Okay, hey, hold on just a second. We have an update here from Lily Herndon.
When I was walking outside, Buzz was in the stairwell behind me, and he said, you know, I left because I thought we were in break. So he came upstairs and heard that we weren't in break.
Oh, God.
Right, okay.
But because we will be in break because we're late.
I know, we're going to break. As soon as I hear what Craig Wilson wrote to this guy.
What did he say about our reading his column?
Apparently, he thinks it's great, and he loves the publicity.
Good.
Good. Well, that's, you know, then it's a...
That's the right attitude.
It's a give-and-give situation.
It's the right attitude.
You see, he just wishes you guys would get tired of it eventually, but apparently you haven't.
All right.
Okay. I get it. You're reading it like him, what he wrote to you. Okay.
That's special.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Don.
See you later.
Yep.
I'm going to go high and low.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What's this?
Well, I mean, is it the, or the...
Is it the Frank or the Beans?
Right.
I don't know. It looks like, I think it's a little bit of both.
Frank the Beans! Break them veins!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think?
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean,
I don't know. It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I'm going to find some Bactine, honey.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, we do.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
No.
Ready to D.O.T. Don and Mike.
Still to come this week on the show, we're going to try Leah Remini. Fascinating. We're not going to pre-call. We're going to cold call, see what happens.
See how it goes.
Also this week, the return to Magic Game 2002.
All right.
The third round of American Idiots. And I will tell you that Thursday on the show, we have a vacation to Miami to give away.
I love that city.
We'll come up with some way to give that away on the show. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I haven't heard you guys in probably 9 years. I actually used to live down in Virginia, moved away out to California.
Uh-huh.
Just as a complete fluke, after you flipping through stations, I just found you guys.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Let's all stop and contemplate that. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for sharing.
That was terrific.
Bye-bye. Call me the next time something... hello? Yeah. Call me if this condition worsens.
What was that about? You know? And then nothing.
I don't know. Sometimes, you know...
It was just a total fluke.
When you got a syndicated show, people are out of town, they're excited to hear it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And then they stumble into another city, they stagger into another metropolis, and suddenly they discover the show again. And we couldn't be more happy.
Yeah, just don't call when that happens.
I mean, don't... You know, if you're going to call... Punctuate it with something positive. You know, there was no positive in there after you got by the bio.
Hello, Doug and Mike.
Yo, y'all got beef with Leah again? Leah again?
Pardon me?
Y'all got beef with Leah Remini again?
Is this BN?
Yo.
How you doing, BN?
Bitter N-word, hi.
What's up now?
No, I don't think we have a beef with her. I don't know if...
We're not sure how she feels about us because we haven't been in contact for quite some time.
She might have a beef with us.
Why?
She might not have found the amount of time we spent together to be altogether pleasurable.
Did you listen over the summer, BN, when she was on the show every day for a week?
Yeah.
Right. That was kind of the beginning of the end of when she started to hate us, we think.
Why?
Well, we think that maybe she didn't enjoy all of our humor.
Why?
You know what, BN? You're getting very difficult with these why questions.
Huh?
You heard
now,
me.
Now, huh is just as bad as why.
I think we've made it clear.
What?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, BN. You know, sometimes there's just no dealing with BN.
No, he was in a bad mood today. That's why he was making that kind of a call.
That's why he's bitter.
Incidentally, though, it is a strategy that I've implemented in arguments before. I love it.
You know,
the why strategy.
You know who's not bitter?
Well, if you're not into anal, though.
Yeah.
That's all you needed to hear.
You know what?
It's just a snippet.
What, do you have some sort of great gifted ESP ability? That, did you hit that?
You know what? That is dumb luck.
You open up that microphone at a very crucial time.
That was just dumb luck.
Really should help.
Here, let me see. It's actually KY.
Oh, it's not Astroglide. It's KY.
No, so it's not.
That's down in the... It's down in the basement, the Buzz Hot Tub Birthday Show.
Things are happening down in that hot tub.
Chuck Broyhill, my man, checks in on instant message to say that he believes that was someone with a sampler tape of BN.
No, we actually had a conversation, though.
Well, I don't know. That's what he just said. Was it a sample tape? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I would like to play American Idiot, and I would like to sing like Jack Cassidy.
All right, well, you got to wait until it's time for American Idiot. It'll either be Tuesday or Wednesday.
Listen.
Oh, I'm very, very sorry.
Listen all the time.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you later. Let's eavesdrop again.
It's like the first two. I'm very much an anal fan.
Right, you're doing a great job.
Draw your own conclusions.
I don't think we really need to... give any more information than was available in that last little snippet.
Thanks.
Want to turn it on again?
Yeah.
Yeah. And job done.
Do you like it?
You know,
let me just say,
this is a brilliant strategy.
Out of context.
We really know, you know, we don't know what's going where on who.
We don't know. All we know is down in our garage, we got a hot tub.
Right.
Buzz in his old man underpants.
On all fours.
Well, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
And two naked girls with dildos and all kinds of toys.
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Does that hurt?
Yeah, she... Can't tell if that hurts or not. I don't know.
Wow. You know, for a while we had the hidden mic, but it's almost better
surprising them on occasion.
When you and I talk, and I'll just hit the mic.
Now, did they kill our audio down there altogether?
Yeah, they must have.
I think so.
They must have killed the audio. They must have just think we've gone back to doing the regular show.
Very good.
Time for news and comment. Of course, we are all just horses' asses. We forgot. Buzz's birthday was a week ago today.
We did, but I think we've made up for it in fine style.
We want to thank the good people of Hot Spring Spa of Washington
They supplied the beautiful hot tub today for Buzz and the girls. Call 703-359-2807 for the store nearest you. Mention Don and Mike, and you get a free gift. And the girls are from AmazingEntertainment.com. And I'll tell you what, they are amazing.
Amazing!
They just don't care about anal beads.
Well, I think they're probably impressed. I was impressed.
You are, you know, right? You know,
it's
maybe
no
it's
luck.
Just nonstop.
That, I don't know. Maybe every other word is anal and anal. Well, I like it, and you're
well,
great.
Well, I was impressed.
And I like it.
Yeah, that's true. Very much. But you know, they say if men would just give it a chance, that they would probably like it. Like,
well, I just think we're continuing to get quite an earful.
We sure are.
Wow.
It's buzzing two naked girls in a hot tub.
Fascinating.
In our garage.
Yeah, like if your wife has ever like, ridden you and like if she ever stuck her finger in my
throat. Oh. Wow.
You know what? He's a happy boy now.
Oh, you bet.
Because he's down there talking dirty with these two
girls. I'm just rapping with them.
Just talking to him about his favorite subject.
Just rap. Yeah, right. Anal.
Well, tell me more. Right.
I know Buzz. Let me say this about Buzz. I know tonight he will go home.
Mm-hmm.
And he will pound his wife
right.
so hard
yes.
that she will dislocate her hip
right.
like I have dislocated mine.
It's going to be a festive evening in the Burbank household.
He's going to be loaded for bear.
Absolutely.
When he gets home tonight, watch out, Marcia.
One of the guys that does the TVs, he likes you to bite him. He likes you to bite him really hard.
Yeah.
He does. And pinch them. He wants you to be like, he wants you to put that latex stuff on. I guess we should shut up.
That could
be painful.
You don't
want to get anybody
in
trouble.
Yeah.
You don't want to embarrass anybody.
No, of course not.
These clips are magnificent.
You know, it's great is that you're hearing real Buzz right now.
Yeah.
You're hearing like cocktail party Buzz.
And we just confirmed that our audio is turned off, I think, right?
Yeah, what you're hearing is like Buzz in a social setting.
Right.
Which is
talking about sex. And then now they seem to be really establishing a relationship.
And actually, the buzz that you hear off the radio is not that far off from the buzz you hear on the radio.
He's just very comfortable and seems to now really be what's that?
No, I'm just thinking, if this was me, if Buzz was standing here and you were sitting there and I was there,
right.
Frida would have been here an hour ago with a gigantic knife.
And a helicopter.
Anyway, I'm having dirty thoughts.
Oh, my.
I wonder what you could do with that.
Oh, God.
Man, oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I think you guys need to stop talking and keep it on Buzz in the hot tub.
Now, you know, I know a lot of people are really, really digging this.
But listen, we are doing it in a way so as not to make... We want to make sure... Everybody's ass is covered.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I think I get what you're saying, but it's a lot more fun listening to Buzz.
Well, you're getting to hear him. For instance.
Something I need to hear, let me know.
I thought he said something to you. I don't know.
I don't know. Is there a question?
Are they telling secrets?
They might be whispering about us. I don't care. I'm here with you.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. You enjoying yourself, sir?
That's some good stuff right there.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you, Horn Doggy.
That's some good stuff. I mean, look at this. Christ. As always, I got the show layout today.
You got a lot of stuff planned.
I had tops. Half a break.
Right.
For Buzz in the Hot Tub.
Sure.
I mean, I got... radio stuff, inside radio stuff. I got a great Dr. Phil bit. I've got to tell the truth.
Right.
I had the Shaq and Dennis show.
Sure.
We're not getting to any of it today.
It's all there.
No.
No?
No. No, it's against my religion.
Nicole, are you? No.
No. No.
Neither one of you.
No, can't. Men cannot. They have a very hard time with this job.
Yeah, I would expect so.
Yeah, I can understand so, that. You know, they'll be like, we can handle it. And then whenever they actually get more into the relationship, they can.
Right.
So, I mean, when I find somebody who can deal with it, then,
good luck with that.
But I'm having fun.
He is.
Sounds to me like we've established the marital status.
He is so goddamn smooth, isn't he?
He is a smoothie.
Well, I mean, if I had half of his smoothness.
Yes, I know.
If you had half of his smoothness.
I absolutely.
Can you imagine?
Oh, it would be scary.
With our winning personality.
Yes, with our comedic abilities.
Even with our grotesque appearance.
Yes.
If we had half
right.
the smoothness.
Absolutely.
Of this slinky boy.
Look at this guy. Listen to him work.
Very cool that you're comfortable with doing this kind of work. I think this is great.
Most of the time I have a blast.
I mean, it's fun.
There are occasions where men can be jerks.
Well, of course, but that's true at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Listen to him work.
Time I enjoy it. I'm not at all.
Okay, now right there.
Listen to that line.
Right there. Is that smooth?
That's totally. Well, that can happen at McDonald's.
Of course, there's times when guys can be jerks.
Well, that can happen anywhere. I'm Buzz Burbank, and I'm smooth.
That could happen at McDonald's.
Could happen anywhere. Yeah, now, tell me more about what you'd like to do.
Write that down. It could happen at McDonald's.
Anywhere.
Tell me more.
What makes a lot of men very uncomfortable?
It's like
a lot of men. Not me.
Yeah.
Not me.
Because it's not the time when we do parties, like out in the boonies in Maryland. When you get the redneck.
Don't remind me too much of.
What?
I distinctly heard us there. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think maybe they don't think that we're focusing on them.
Because, they can't be putting on a show now.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, okay, it's kind of, like, nice and neat.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Yes?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we're sitting around talking.
We're talking about shaving.
Fascinating. Wendell?
Well,
turn the audio off.
What?
Turn the audio off,
Jesus Christ.
You mean so I can't hear the show?
Yeah.
I guess so.
But just go in and continue to enjoy yourself.
So now we won't know when they're in a commercial break or when we're on the
air. Now we know, Buzz. No, turn it back up, Wendell, so now he knows we're going to break.
The element of
surprise. I don't want to totally leave the guy hung out.
Right,
drive.
Exactly.
Wendell, turn it back up.
Are you right?
Buzz, can you hear us now?
Wendell? Buzz? Hey, Buzz?
Is Wendell having a hard time? Like,
if the audio's down, I don't think Wendell can hear.
Hey, Buzz?
Headphones,
but that's just for down there. That's
what's, Wendell, what's Wendell's
well,
cell phone?
They weren't talking that much. I think they were mostly just listening.
Oh, they're listening to us.
They're as fascinated by this as I am.
They were listening to our whole spill about shaving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So we could listen to that.
Hold on, I got it wrong.
We like to listen to
that. I got it. Hang up.
Really?
Wow.
Of course.
Wow.
You know, I think. Do you shave?
No.
Sorry. My hand in there.
Well, it is my birthday.
I could not shave. Even before I shaved. It's bad hygiene.
I'm calling Wendell's cell phone now.
I think he's a little distracted.
Yeah.
Seriously, it is. You know, stuff gets cut in your hair. It's not. It really is.
Soaking doesn't help.
It was for the eavesdroppers.
Oh.
It was for the eavesdroppers.
Well, no.
And it was funny.
How
I give up.
I would.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can.
Come on, Wendell.
They killed it completely.
I hear the sound of your car leaving.
We got a break. Everybody's sending me instant messages now. We got a break.
Well, we'll get it straightened out. It seems to me that the best is when we're turned down low enough where they can't hear us.
You oh, there's no I for me?
Well, all right.
So will we know when it's a commercial break?
Yeah, it's right now, honey. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My God.
So I hear somebody laughing.
And I hear something electric.
Me too.
Hair clippers?
Could be. Maybe hair clippers.
Buzz?
I think Wendell's got the audio turned off, and he can't hear us. The whole problem was he can't hear us without the speakers turned up.
Buzz?
You know, I don't think we need to talk to him.
Let me tell you on the show tomorrow.
In the hot tub.
This is where reading pays off.
What did you say?
Looks are good.
Looks
They're good, he said.
You read a book about it.
Oh, many.
Okay. On tomorrow's show, The Return of American Idiot. Plus, Dr. Doody will be on the show tomorrow.
Excellent.
Let me see. Then Wednesday, we have Tom Shales.
Ah, wonderful.
We can spend an hour talking with Tom Shales on the phone. Also from a new Playboy, the Dom triplets.
Dom, they're fine looking.
They've had, you know, doubles, twins before, but never triplets.
Triplets, pretty incredible.
Very hot triplets. And also, we're going to be giving away a trip to Miami at some point this week on the show. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? This is Merle from ARS Walker in Norwood.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just had a quick question. Y'all going to put Buzz in the doghouse for about 6 months for doing this show?
No, he doesn't get in the doghouse.
No, you got to know that Buzz, first off, we didn't sandbag him into doing this. I mean, it's Buzz's choice. He runs it by his wife.
Yep.
And trust me, Buzz has done worse stuff on the show before.
Yeah.
Don't forget the time he had the penis mask on his chin.
Yes, yes. That was one of the highlights of the program.
Buzz has a very open and very understanding wife.
He does indeed. So that's why he's able to get away with this type of thing while we stay up here in the studio.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Well, he also gets away with it because he's so smooth. And if you guys were as smooth, Don, you'd be divorced. Mike, you'd still be married.
You're probably right, sir.
Very understanding.
What the hell does that mean? And now here is Jason Vesey. Hi, Jason.
Hey, hi, guys. I just came from downstairs.
Yeah.
Lovely scene going on down there.
What is happening,
please,
Jason?
Jordan, before lovely, lovely. I mean, one girl is on the side of the hot tub, sitting up out of the water, just her calves dangling in the water. The other girl's going to work with the vibe.
Yeah.
Buzz has got this big grin on his face. Wendell's holding the microphone, big cheesy smile. And our parking lot's on riff.
Fantastic.
Jesus Christ.
A little saturated.
Oh, my. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I do have to tell you something funny. We played a tape from John Malkovich, coming back from the break from the movie Rounders, and we're all big fans of John Malkovich on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my son and I went to see the movie Knock Around Guys this weekend.
How was it?
It was tolerable.
Right.
He wanted to see it because his man, Vin Diesel, was in it.
God.
And I went because John Malkovich is in it.
Can I get a replay on that? Who did he want to see?
Vin Diesel.
Wow.
I just think Vin Diesel is the most overhyped piece of crap.
Well, I mean, I saw The Fast and the Furious. I think it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
So that's the best movie. Boiler Movie. Boiler Room is the best movie.
Boiler Room when he was part of an ensemble cast. Yeah, when he didn't have to carry the movie.
So, unfortunately, in this one, he has a small part.
The things I do for my country.
He has a small part in this movie. And I don't think the movie's going to be a gigantic hit. Knock Around Guys. It's a mafia movie. You wouldn't know that from the ads, really. But there is a scene. John Malkovich plays a guy who is very much like Junior Soprano's right-hand man, like Bobby...
Bobby Bacala.
The fat guy. So, John Malkovich does an awful Italian impression.
Oh, really?
Throughout this whole movie. It's laughable.
He's so into dialects, I'm surprised. His Russian in Rounders was incredible.
It's so bad. And at one point, and I'm not giving anything away because it's not going to be like an Academy Award-winning film.
Right, right.
There's just one part where my kid and I both just absolutely fell out of our chairs laughing. They're in a barn, and there's this hick sheriff. And from behind him comes John Malkovich, the mafia guy, and he says, "Lay it down, Farmer Brown." And the accent is so non-Italian.
Right.
And the whole, just the concept of him calling him Farmer Brown.
Farmer Brown.
Lay it down, Farmer Brown. Well, we start laughing and we get dirty looks from the other, you know.
Right.
Idiots in the theater. Anyway, I recommend it. It's not
so, I mean,
bad.
It's not a bad movie.
It's not bad.
But not great.
It's not those guys. Vin Diesel!
And that really is the kind of movies that, you know, I think Vin Diesel is a talented actor. He makes these action-adventure movies that are just so incredibly stupid that I wish he'd make a better movie.
And then I know we talked on this earlier, but I want to make sure we give a real quick, I'll give me 60 seconds on the clock for each of us. Because I think people count on us for the Sopranos review.
Ready?
Very good.
And I know that we watch it every week, and here we go. The Sopranos by Don. Last night's episode, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 6. I don't mind the stuff with Tony and Carm. I like Tony finding out that Carm's trying to buy insurance, because all of that kind of rings true to my own life experience. I wish that they'd go somewhere else with the plot line with Christopher's girlfriend. I definitely do not like the new female FBI agent that has been assigned to work with Christopher's girlfriend. And too much of Bobby crying all the time. And I know that Janice is trying to scheme to somehow get into Bobby's house, maybe to be his next wife. And if she thinks that's somehow going to help her out with Junior, I don't get it. All I know is that last night was an incredibly slow-moving episode, and I did not care for the ending with Tony and the horse and the goat. I'm gonna give it a 7. It's my Sopranos update. Review. Are you ready? You know what? Mike, I'll give it to you as well. 5 bonus seconds.
Oh, really?
Did you watch the coming attractions for next week?
I did not, as a matter of fact.
Then you will be glad to know, as I do, the Mercedes sales girl is back.
Fantastic.
That
it couldn't come at a better time.
The last scene they showed was a knock on the door.
All right.
Tony knocks on the door, and she goes,
good.
Where you been? You late for supper.
Good.
All right. Good. Now your turn. Here you go.
The Sopranos by Mike. Is anyone like me? Do you remember, I think it was the last season of The Sopranos, where I was so happy when they sent Janice away, when Janice was out of the equation? Janice is somebody who I don't like to see too much of on the show, just like I don't like to see too much of Bobby Bacala. What you have now is this romantic business between the two of them, and it is really hurting The Sopranos. It is really slowing the whole thing down. However, I was very, very intrigued with the whole horse racing plot. I like Ralph, and I like his reactions when the horse wins or when the horse loses. And I thought the end of The Sopranos last night made me laugh out loud when Tony is sitting by the sick horse and a goat comes around the corner, and they improve on the basic premise of Tony being a Dr. Doolittle type. I thought it was about where Don is on it. I give it maybe a 6. And I thought, really, it could improve. And if they're bringing back that Mercedes Levy, fantastic. But not one of the greatest episodes. And can I have just one extra bonus,
yes.
5 extra bonus seconds?
Go.
It's a mafia show, guys. You're making them almost too normal. And you got to bring some of the mafia back into the show. The mafia is what makes that show go, the crime part of it, okay?
And now, first time ever as a bonus, we give someone on the telephone 60 seconds.
Very good.
Wow.
Who is this?
Big fan. The Sopranos.
And what's your name?
My name is John from Fairfax.
All right, John, I'm going to give you 60 seconds to give us your impressions of last night's Sopranos. Go.
I feel like I'm being J.O.'d and I'm never going to see. They're not getting anywhere. All they're doing is establishing plot, establishing plot, establishing plot, and we got to get Adriana in some smaller outfits. I don't need 60 seconds. I'm done.
All right.
Pretty good. I agree. I'd like to see more of her bod.
She got some nice teeth, though.
She does indeed. That was a very good part. And I'm disappointed that the other FBI agent's gone. Yeah. And we don't get to see that body anymore.
You got the ugly...
Ugh. You know, I mean, why did they pull off of that?
Bonnie Hunt look-alike.
Do you agree with me? They could have gone with that undercover FBI agent for the entire season.
Forever.
And you could have gotten better plot ideas out of that instead of jumping right into the fact that they bring her to the FBI house.
Don and Mike, hello.
Am I on?
Yes.
I just wanted to ask you about the knockaround guys.
Yeah.
Who has the worst Italian accent? John Malkovich or Nicolas Cage and Kathy Curley's mandolin?
John Malkovich does.
Oh, Lord, I can only imagine.
It's bad. Thank you. It's not as bad as Kevin Costner
doing the British accent in Robin Hood.
Being Robin Hood.
That was probably the worst dialect I've ever heard.
But it's bad. Hi, Don and Mike.
I don't think Kevin Costner has ever done a decent dialect.
That's a hang-up. Oh, it's buzz time.
What's the buzz sound?
Now, is he going to know that we're going to him now for the news?
I don't think so.
3 or 4 hours.
I've done that.
Buzz?
But, you know, no, not like on a day-to-day basis. No, pretty normal.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And, Buzz, what's your lead story tonight on the news from the hot tub?
If I told him. 28 years, something like that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right, that's it.
That's a while.
You've been a good boy.
Mostly. Not entirely.
No, you're not being overly, like, vulgar or, like, you know...
No, well, and, you know, I'm not really certain what the rules are.
All right.
Thank you.
There's Buzz's tease.
Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
God smiles on them, then God laughs at them. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, time now for news from the hot tub. With Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, the news and comment brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Veramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. It's called 1-800-TRY. VMAX.
Having a good time, Buzz?
I couldn't be happier.
How are the ladies doing?
How you doing, ladies?
We're chilling.
We're laying back.
Relaxing.
I have my arms around their shoulders, and we're enjoying the hot tub.
You are a man, Buzz.
What a boy.
And on his birthday, 1 week late.
Uh-huh.
Sorry we forgot, but we've tried to make it up to you, Buzz.
We've more than made it up.
And we do want to thank the good people at Running Hot Spa, Hot Spring Spa.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Of Washington, 703-359-2807. Call up, mention the Don and Mike Show when you visit one of the stores. Get a free gift. And also, the women are courtesy of ladiesofamazingentertainment.com.
Amazing.
And Buzz, what is... You know, we don't even know what the lead is, because the lead, when we went to you, was that you've been married 28 years.
Right, exactly. Yes. What's going on, Buzz?
And we're just ready to do the news. We're chilling.
I meant that, Buzz. Like, what's the news?
Yeah, well, what's your first
all right.
Story?
I thought you were going to...
Our batteries on our toys.
That's the top story. The girls have fresh batteries in their toys.
Wonderful.
Great.
Here's the rest of the news. The D.C. sniper may have taken another weekend off, but investigators didn't. The FBI's asked the Pentagon to check the records at its sniper school in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Specifically, the Bureau is looking for rejected applicants or former students with mental problems. Experts are also studying a piece of paper found at Friday's shooting location. That piece of yellow legal paper has written drivings from northern Maryland to the Washington Beltway.
Hey, girls?
Yeah?
Why don't you tickle Buzz while he's reading his stories?
Yeah. Distract him, ladies.
I'm sorry, we couldn't quite hear you.
Why don't you go ahead, ladies, and try to distract Buzz while he's doing the news?
Well, Brandy's already working on that.
I bet she is.
Oh, now they're both working on that.
Very good.
The manager of a Burger King in Stafford, Virginia, has been charged with false police report about a sniper. Deputies shut down a stretch of road there yesterday morning and evacuated five businesses after 25-year-old Richard Jones reported a rooftop rifleman. Jones later admitted to police he made up the whole thing because he'd been living in his car and needed the day off to look for an apartment. He's now facing felony charges, up to 3 years in prison and a $7,500 fine.
I suppose you can ask the girls their opinions on these stories.
What do you girls think about that story, about this guy who filed the false report?
I think he's a moron.
Brandy, your opinion?
I don't know.
Brandy's not sure. Brandy's
undecided. I didn't really hear that part of the story.
Good answer. I like that answer.
Brandy's undecided.
I wasn't listening. I was concentrating on other areas.
Yes, like distracting me.
Very good.
All right, gotcha. Working.
Nervousness about a pending war with Iraq is driving up the price of gasoline. Retail prices jumped about 3 cents in the past 2 weeks, the first big spike in 6 months. The national average price right now is $1.49 a gallon for regular. It is the biggest meat recall in U.S. history.
Hey, Buzz, I bet there's a meat recall going on in that hot spot right now.
Sounds like you're more distracted than ever, Buzz.
This meat recall involves more than 27 million pounds of cooked sandwich meat. A poultry processing company, Pilgrim's Pride, perhaps you've heard of them, is recalling the meat because of warnings of possible contamination from listeria.
Are you possibly reading your news stories while there's two naked girls in a hot tub with you?
I've been doing this all my life.
Brandy, what do you think about that meat story?
Well, I don't know. I'm concentrating on other meat.
All right. Thank you. We're not disappointing.
No, seriously.
Well said.
No, just we're kidding, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
There are hundreds of ways to use duct tape, and now there's one more. It apparently can get rid of warts. An article in a medical journal says if you wear a piece of duct tape over the wart for about a week, it apparently causes your immune system to attack it.
Well, Rob, doesn't your wife have a wart on her mouth? I know mine does.
What's it called?
Oh, she has a duct. She has a wart on her mouth.
A story that affects us.
Yeah.
Well, hey, no,
we use the duct tape to prevent warts. That's
there you go. Oh, now it was the duct tape the mouth of the wife.
Sorry.
No, sorry. I'm distracted now.
The girls are excited about this next story.
I'll bet.
It is now legal to buy and sell sex toys in Alabama.
Yay!
Not that I'm ever going to be in Alabama, but...
It wasn't that way until late last week when a judge struck down the law that banned them. The judge says the state failed to prove it has any legitimate interest in banning the vibrators and such. The judge pointed out that the Supreme Court stand that says sexual privacy between consenting adults is part of our constitutional right to privacy.
Right. That's a bunch of crap.
There you go.
Why would you want to ban vibrators?
Judges Brandy and Nicole.
I'm saying, how could you do that?
Wendell is now waving his flag. The law went on the books in Alabama in 1998 as part of an obscenity law that banned the sale of devices for, quote, the stimulation of human genital organs. Gee, I can't imagine what that would be like.
Is it chilly down in the garage, Buzz?
Not all that chilly, no. No. Six women sued to get the law overturned, and they succeeded.
Very good.
Red Dragon was number one of the movies over the weekend, taking in another $17.5 million. In second place, Sweet Home Alabama, with just over $14
million. Buzz, how's your Red Dragon doing?
It's red. It's angry and red.
Really? Wow.
Brown Sugar debuted in third place with just over $11 million. Opening in fourth, The Transporter, with just over $9 million, and My Big Fat Greek Wedding, soon to be a TV show, hangs on to the top five and rounds it out this week with another $8 million.
Buzz, you sound like you're still being distracted.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
But he's a pro.
He is a pro.
I have my right arm around Nicole and my left arm around Brandy, and we're all sitting very, very close.
Where are their arms, Buzz?
I can't really tell. Mike, they're under the water.
Now, if your arms are around them and their arms are under the water,
yes.
Who's holding the pages with the new stuff?
Well, I am. My right arm is around Nicole, and it's holding the stack of cards.
Oh, very nice.
Stack
of
cards.
Very good.
All right, gotcha.
You sure you're not using a copy stand, Buzz?
Not a lot of good things are being said these days about Whitney Houston, and you'd have to include her father in that group now. Her dad is suing Whitney for $100 million. 81-year-old John Houston's court papers say Whitney was in bad financial shape and facing drug charges until his company got her a $100 million deal with Arista. And Dad's company says it never got paid for that help.
Yeah, this is Bobby Brown.
Don't edit the part out about Arista.
I'm chilling down here with two fat men.
Yeah.
Quoting Dad's business partner, we saved her career.
Buzz?
Yes.
Girls?
Girls?
Yes. Girls?
Yes. They say yes.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. They
bye.
Say okay.
Bye, girls.
I think we're more distracting than you.
All right, bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Go for it.
Go ahead, my man.
Randy says yes. There's one. And I bumped into the microphone, but I don't care. And there's two. Thank you.
I think he's become very comfortable with these ladies.
Jesus Christ. I'm very comfortable with these ladies.
He's very much a good boy. I mean, he really, you know,
there you go.
Really is.
You heard it here.
Yeah, and that would be the one thing that indicates that his hands are probably everywhere.
And now for that listener who requested it earlier in sports, the St. Louis Cardinals try to stay alive tonight in Game 5 of the National League Series against the San Francisco Giants. The winner meets the Anaheim Angels, who are now in their very first World Series.
I've had you for a bit.
What?
It's called Daryl Kyle's wife.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Have you seen
that guy didn't get in trouble, did he?
Oh, he got fired.
Oh, did he get fired?
Yeah, ultimately he did.
Did you see his mugshot on CNN?
No.
Bo Duran.
Oh, really? Who's the celebrity Bo Duran most resembles?
Oh, my God. He looks like the guy from Jay and Silent Bob.
Right.
Not the guy with the beard.
The other guy?
The other guy, but with short hair, although he has that same long face, and,
right.
he had the same stocking cap on.
Oh, terrific.
Handsome.
Good job.
And while San Francisco's Giants are trying to clinch a spot in the series, the 49ers are trying to hang on to their solo hold on first place in the NFC West.
Mr. Hurst, have a nice evening.
The Niners meet the Seahawks in Seattle tonight.
Mr. Romero? How about it?
No.
How about it?
No, I know that's been bothering you all day. But
I'm 0-6, baby.
No.
California, here I come.
No, I will not be pressured. I'm too fresh off my last defeat.
The Dolphins haven't said yet how long
I'm not confident I'll win. That's what I'm telling you.
Dolphins haven't said yet how long Jay Fiedler will be out. The quarterback broke his thumb last night against Denver.
Hey, he's my backup.
And the Washington Wizards are in Philly tonight for a preseason game against the Sixers. And finally, well, it's that time of year again. In Michigan, a man has been arrested for having sex with a pumpkin. 45-year-old Bill Patton of Macomb was charged with indecent exposure after neighbors saw him through his basement window getting busy with a gourd.
A lot of people have been wondering if we're going to do that bit again this year on the show, and I don't know. We had pumpkin. We had crazy pumpkin love last year when we were doing the midday show.
Kind of a different climate this year, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
We've actually rewarded people for that behavior, but in Michigan, Bill is going to jail for 3 months.
Oh, dear. Oh, the ladies don't like that.
Randy, Nicole, I agree with you completely. I'm Buzz Burbank in a hot tub on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time. That's it, we gotta go.
Sounds like the McLaughlin group down there.
Yeah, well.
Heated debate.
Buzz, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you for a wonderful birthday.
We're very sorry that we forgot your birthday last week. Don't forget, next year, remind us in advance.
I will.
Okay. And,
especially if I get another hot tub.
And thank you to the girls and to the hot tub company.
Very good.
And
it was great. It
Randy
was,
Nicole from Amazing Entertainment.
It was the whole show today. I thought it would be one break, and it was the whole show, Buzz.
Yes,
I think at some point in the future, we need to get that hot tub back.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
please.
Yes. All right, Buzz.
All right.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Mike, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Oh, and Rob, I almost forgot.
Yes? You need duct tape?
No. Just in case Eric's listening.
Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night.
And can you?
Oh, try to stop me.
Oh, come on.
Toodaloo.
Cass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.